players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Summer's better without the bites. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids, tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for a little high school football on a Friday night in mid-October, as in district play in Class 4A. It'll be the Atchison Phoenix, and they play host to this evening to Parsons, the Vikings from Parsons, Kansas. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus will be toddling along here pretty shortly. Tom Counts with you, and tell you what, got a couple of teams here who, when you look at them out of the field and when you watch how this thing's going to unravel, you remember back in school when your English teacher had you do that comparison and contrast piece, okay, and you wrote that essay. These two schools, you could do a dissertation on the differences about the ways they will approach this game. Atchison, fast moving, flying it up and down the field. Carson grinds it out, runs it between the tackles. They are going to be a very different team. The flip of the coin was won by the Phoenix, who have elected to defer to the second half, and AHS is going to be putting a toe to the football, and you'll have Colton Bonnell kicking it away. Duo of return men for Parsons are going to settle in at the Vikings 15-yard line. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it from Atchison, Kansas. High school football here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. The kick away, end over end, and short. Fielded at the 20-yard line, straight up the middle. 25, 30, breaks the tackle, 40, gets outside, 45, down finally at the 46-yard line. Outstanding return for the Vikings by Chandler Henson. There's a guy we're going to be talking about a lot. He is a starting running back for the Vikings under head coach Jeff Shebe. Atchison in the home, red jerseys, white helmets, white pants, white lettering and trim. And for a Parsons, it is a traveling white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, gold helmets, blue and gold lettering and trim. We're going to begin things first and 10 for the Vikings. Are going to operate going from right to left across your dial. Begin this at their own 46-yard line. The game, well, it was going to start at 6 o'clock. The lightning issue delayed things a little bit. They pushed it back to 6:15. So we're still getting maybe one of the earliest starts in the state of Kansas. And now the officials are holding up a little bit. We're having a little scoreboard issue. And they're trying to communicate with the folks upstairs. And not being upstairs or not being inside, I could not begin to give you any insight as to what they're doing, what the issue is. But looks like they got it all ironed out. And we are set to go. For Parsons, Italy quarterback Andrew Hawk. He's a 6-foot, 180-pound junior. Running back to his right side. Handoff is going to bounce outside. Cross the line of scrimmage, cross the midfield, and down to the Phoenix 46-yard line. A quick eight on a hitter to the left side. It'll bring up a second down and a couple for Parsons. Running the ball for Parsons is going to be Caden Forbes. And quickly, back over the ball, they're going to come again. They're going to mark him down at the 47. Somebody got a second down and about three. Just underway. Parsons taking a long look across the way at the far sideline at head coach. Making sure they got the play telegraphed in accurately. And Hawk will call the signals. This time the running back on his left. Hands off, goes right side, gaping hole, first down inside the 45-yard line. They'll have him down at the 41. Gaining another half a dozen yards, going into the right side, just off right guard. For Atchison, they are starting the game with their pretty standard, as we saw them last week down in Topeka with Highland Park. They're going to be starting off with that four-man defensive front. And now coach is going to make an adjustment at the left defensive tackle for the Phoenix. First and 10. Parsons with the ball. First possession of the ball game at the Atchison 41. They'll play the same play. Right side, 40, 35, 30-yard line. Putting his head down. Running over secondary defenders. Down to the 25-yard line. A quick hitter into the middle of it for 16. And Parsons first and 10 at the Phoenix 25. So for Parsons, we've seen really one play. Now, they've run it once to the left and now twice to the right. And they've gotten the ball down now to the Atchison 25-yard line. They continue attack straight into the middle, and they're following a very big offensive line. We'll talk about them after this play. First and 10 of the Atchison 25. Here comes the Parsons offense, and they're going to run the same play, this time to the left side, bouncing outside, eluding the first tackler. Yogi with a hit. He'll skip by him, get down to the 20 for a short 5-yard gain at that time. Let's look at the offensive line for Parsons. Going from left tackle, Jackson Napper, 5'10", 315. Left guard, Lee Quincy, 5'11 to 210. In the middle, Xander Gabbert, 5'11 to 285. Right guard, the little guys, Keller Ball, 6'1", 175. And the right tackle, Zavon Bell. Zavon is 6'2", 250 pounds. Again, the look over to the right side, quarterback Hawk. He's going to have trips left side, short side of the field on a second down and a long five. QB's back to throw. Got time. Now throws it across the field, and it's going to go incomplete. He was lobbing it over toward Wyatt Schultz. Quarterback had rolled to the right side, the wide side of the field, and he was looking to get him back to the left, the short side. But Atchison had that bottled up very nicely, and on their first offensive pass of the game, Parsons is unsuccessful. It'll bring up a third down, and again, the long 5 yards just outside. Make it the 21-yard line. We'll call it the Atchison 21. 9.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Parsons taking the opening kickoff and moving the ball slowly downfield. And again, patiently, as they've got the play clock in front of them, they've still got over 20 seconds to get this thing snapped. QB, long count, hands off, left side to the 20, putting his head down and getting down to around the 18-yard line. Short gain, and it is a fourth down for Parsons. And we've got a Parsons player slow to get up. And they're going to stop play for a minute and take a little bit of look at the Parsons running back. And Joseph, we're going to take our first break of the game. Time out of the field at the 9:20 mark of the opening quarter in Atchison. Parsons and Atchison scoreless.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Oh,
Well, 79 degrees here at kickoff time. Just virtually no wind at all. It is an extremely light breeze, if any. Intermittent showers. There have been some rain in the vicinity, and again, it caused a little bit of a delay in the onset of the ball game tonight, but it has moved out at least for the moment. And hear the round of applause as the Parsons player on his feet, Chandler Henson, their starting running back, is up and going off under his own power, but slowly making his way over to the far sideline. We will keep an eye on him and see how quickly he is, or he is not, back in here today. Tomorrow, Benedictine Football on Care Radio is your number three in the nation. Ravens are going to be on the road at Central Methodist. Join us for the Care Radio pregame at about 12:30. Kickoff from Fayette, Missouri, 1 o'clock tomorrow here on Care. A little shuffling around. You got Dakari Jones in the backfield now with quarterback Andrew Houck. He's Dakari, also a big guy. He's 6'1", 200-pound junior, and he's going to settle in at the quarterback's left hand. Two receivers short side, one right side. Big third down call early in the ball game. Parsons inside the ashes on 20. They're going to hand it off to Jones. He's into the line of scrimmage. He's getting nothing. Yogi got a bear hug on him, stopped him at the line of scrimmage. He will get nowhere near the first down yardage. And the Ashes and defense bent and bent, but did not submit any points. And here comes the Ashes and offense for the first time tonight. 9:14 to go in the opening quarter. And the Phoenix will get their offense on the field, and already, not even in the huddle, wide to the near side, is going to be the wide receiver, Noah Martin. Noah says, I don't have to get in the middle of all those guys. I know what the coach is calling from over here on the near side. Quarterback Colton Bonnell. Going to have Yogi wing to the right side. You got Leighton Bullridge on the quarterback's right. QB will take it. He's a little jet sweep and markers all over. We're going to get a little false start, Atchison. Make it a 1st and 15, shall we? So, for the Phoenix, the ball is going to go back inside the 15-yard line.
Procedure on the offense.
And let's call it the 14. First and 15, Atchison. So there's going to be your first penalty of the game this evening. The crowd, I thought it was going to be a little bigger than this, but the weather's going to make some folks think about that a little bit, as it is kind of gone away a little bit, and we haven't had any precipitation for a few minutes. The spots are filling up. Here's a run into the middle by Bullridge. He spins and twists and turns, and he's hit at the 15, and we'll give him the line of scrimmage. Let's call it no loss on the play and make it a 3rd down and 15.
Gain of a yard on the play.
And Atchison it very, very quickly, hustling up to get over the football and quickly get back to the line of scrimmage. Lucas Cody, he's a 6-foot senior, comes in from the near sideline. Is Atchison, let's make it a 2nd down and 14 at the 15-yard line. Atchison may be in a passing down. Trips going to the left side. You're going to have Cedron Mays. He's a speedster over there. You got Yogi to the far side, along with Noah Martin. Quarterback's back. Looking left, throwing deep. Got his man wide open downfield. Batted away in a spectacular athletic defensive play. And a secondary by Jakari Green of Parsons. Leaps in the air. Bats the ball away from the intended receivers to draw on Mays. It'll go incomplete. That ball was thrown beyond the 50-yard line. I'll tell you what, Colton Bonnell put a little air underneath that one. It'll bring up now a 3rd down long for the Phoenix. And again, here is the difference between these two teams and the way they approach offensively. Atchison looking for the quick strike. They will go to the deep pass, showing off their strength and their passing ability and their speed. And they have a lot of speed out there. 2 to the left and 1 to the right on a 3rd down long. Quarterback ball rolls left, chased out of the pocket, throws his man short. It's going to be caught. He's going to pick up a 1st down to the 30. Breaks the tackle, 35, 40, and he's going to score. There is nobody catching Cedron Mays, and the Phoenix are going to get on the board with a 85-yard strike from Bonnell to Mays on a 3rd and 14. So Atchison, the first team on the board. It comes here at the 8:09 mark of the opening quarter. And the long strike, that's what Atchison does, and it works. So for the Phoenix, it is PAT time. And Colton Bonner, the guy who just uncorked that pass. And by the way, the pass wasn't 80 yards. The pass was right, just perfect as a first down distance, 15-yard pass. But it was the run after that they picked up that score. And now Hutchinson is going to make a change and trying to decide what they're going to do. They're going to go for two. And they're going to have a direct snap to Leighton Baldridge. Wildcat to Leighton. Penalty markers everywhere.
Flag on the play.
The ball bounces off Leighton's hands and flies into the air. And we're going to get the call here. And it's going to be offside Atchison. And so now the Phoenix, we're going to get five more substitutions. And so much for the two-point conversion. They're going to go back and I think they're going to kick it because Colton Bonnell coming back into the game. So Atchison, no, they are still going to go for two. And they're still going to have Baldridge in the backfield, but the snap will go to Colton. Bonnell with the ball, looking right, throwing right, throws a pass over the middle, and it's going to be batted away, and the two-point conversion fails. We've got a timeout on the field. Put a break in the action. Coming at 8 or 9 to go in the opening quarter, the Phoenix have struck first. It's Atchison 6, Parsons nothing.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Hey, welcome back. Atchison coming into the ball game tonight. 3-3 overall in Class 4A East. So they have had a good season. They did drop their last outing when we were with the Bandit Speaker to Highland Park last week. Around the conference tonight, it'll be Washington at Schlegel, Sumner at Harmon, with both Wyandotte and Highland Park idle again this week. So, Atchison getting set to boot it away. The last kickoff, not deep, went to about the 20-yard line. This kick is high end over end, and it's going to go to the 15. Slipping and falling, and a knee touches the ground. Is he not down? No. 20, 5, 30, 5, 40, 5, 50. And up the near sideline. I thought he had slipped and his knee had touched way back at the 20, but apparently no. The return is going to be beyond the 50-yard line. And once again, Parsons will be in Phoenix territory.
Parsons will begin this.
8:02 to go in the opening quarter. And back onto the field. It'll be the Viking offense. Now for Parsons, we'll kind of keep an eye out and check on the potential return of starting running back Chandler Henson. He went out after a hard tackle in that first series of the game. And as we look out on the field, he is not back in here yet on this series. Dakari Jones is in the game. Dakari's going to be on the right side of quarterback Andrew Houck. First and 10 of the Atchison 47-yard line. QB's back, throws right, hits his man, and tackled immediately. It's only going to be about a 5-yard gain over into the right flat to Andre Ford. Ford is the diminutive, yes, speedy receiver at 5'7". Okay, and I've looked. I'm trying to make sure that I got this right. But Andre Ford is 5'7", 115 pounds. Yeah, I thought maybe that was a misprint too, but I think that's accurate. 5'7", 115. At 5'7", 115, you probably better be fast. Second down, half a dozen. But before the snap, we're going to get a timeout. Atchison. Phoenix taking a timeout, so shall we. 7.5 to go in quarter number one from Amelia Earhart Stadium. It is Atchison 6, Parsons nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Coming out of the Atchison defensive timeout, Parsons going to be looking at a second down and a half a dozen at the Atchison 43-yard line. 7:29 to go, opening quarter. Each team has had one possession. The Phoenix on a long TD strike, 84 yards, have taken the early lead. Parsons, single man in the backfield, will take the handoff, goes right side, struggles, pulls free, gets inside the 40, 39. That's going to be it. He's going to be stood up.
On the carry was
still picking up about 4 yards, so you can see with a third down and a couple.
40 down to the 39.
And again, it's going to be Dakari Jones with the carry.
32 from the 39 to the right.
We get inside 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. High school football scoreboard shown coming away tonight on our big sister station, 103.9. So you'll get Jake and Boz. They'll be getting you up to speed and all the things going on around the area. Have a recap of this game. And games have a lot of interest. You get down to week six of the season, these games are carrying even more weight, or at least they're being noticed even more. Third down, 2. Call. Quarterback goes under center. The ball is out of the hands of the running back. It's on the ground, rolling around. And who's gotten it? Atchison.
Dakari Jones was on the carry.
Making sure that that's right. I'm seeing a real indication from the white-handed official. She walks over to the center of the field, and it is going to be Atchison recovering the ball. And for the first time tonight, Andrew Howkett, the quarterback for Parsons, had gone up under center with split backs behind him. And the old pro set handed off to the left halfback, who's going into the right side of the line. The handoff never cleanly exchanged. The ball pops out, rolling around on the ground in front of the Parsons bench. And Atchison will take it back. So in spite of being able to move the ball, Parsons again is stymied, this time at the 40-yard line. Phoenix and their own half of the field. The handoff in the middle. Here goes Layton. He's at the 50. Layton's at the 40. He might score. Layton Bulridge to the 20. That's going to do it. One play, 60 yards. Layton Bulridge, touchdown, Phoenix. There was nothing fancy about that. He pulled away from a couple of defenders. And once he got into some open room, he reached out with those long strides and 60 yards to the end zone. Layton Bulridge. And now I would expect Atchison again to go for two. The turnover committed by Parsons immediately comes back to haunt them. And Atchison is not going to go for two. They will bring in the kicking unit. Colton Bonnell puts it on its way and good. And we're going to get another break as Atchison doubles its lead. 6:14 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Phoenix 13, Parsons nothing.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
This will be a huge possession for Parsons. After two possessions, one getting stopped deep in Atchison territory inside the 20. The other one, as they were moving the ball, stopped with a turnover. and Atchison, still without a first down, has scored two touchdowns on their first two possessions. If Parsons is going to continue to be a part of this game, they're going to have a good offensive possession right here. And again, return trio back at the 10 and 15 yard line. Bonnell's advance. It is his deepest kick of the game. It'll be taken at the 5. Over to the right hash mark to the 20. Heading to the middle. Spun around. Helmets ripped off. Markers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming up the right side. Dropping his bare head and going across the 45 yard line. Parsons with another huge return. That is going to be enhanced by a 15 yard penalty against Atchison for ripping his helmet off. Man, that happened back around the 25-yard line. But with the total abandon, the return man brought that thing up on the far sideline in front of the Parsons bench. Personal foul with a face mask for the Phoenix. That was the easiest call they'll have tonight. And it was going to be down just short of the 50-yard line. Now it's going to be marched into Phoenix territory. And again, Parsons will, for the third time, have possession of the football in Atchison's half of the field. They will begin this series at the Phoenix 37. We're not even halfway through the opening quarter. All right? 6:03 to play in the first. At a game that I thought was going to be over more quickly than any game in the state of Kansas by an hour. In fact, is not going to be done that well. Good to see you, my friend. So here we go. Parsons Vikings with the football. And the officials, they're over here, and there is a animated discussion going on between AHS Phoenix head coach and the officiating crew. And I'm sure he's encouraging them and giving them his very best wishes and congratulating them on the good job they do. Here we go, first and 10. There we go. He's off the field, and we're ready to go. Vikings football, first and 10 to the Atchison 37-yard line. Phoenix again going to the four down lineman, handoff right side, 40, 35, 32, 31-yard line. Quick hitter, half a dozen yards, second and 4. And this is what Parsons has done, but twice they have been their own worst enemy. And Atchison, opportunistic, blazing speed, has taken advantage both times and scored very, very quickly. Going to bring up a second down, 4 for Parsons. Big tight end, Connor Largent. Don't know if he's related to Steve. Probably not, but it's possible. He's 6'2", 215, and a senior for Parsons. I may have just dated myself with the Steve Largent reference. Bonus points if you can remember who threw Steve Largent all those touchdowns for Seattle back in the day. It'll bring up a second down, 4. Clock rolling along now. It has not been rolling much. Trips to the left side, the wide side of the field to 4 Parsons. Their greatest success has come. Their only success has come. Running the football. Hawk with a second down call. Hands off big running back. This time he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage. Drags a couple of defenders for about 3 yards. It'll bring up a third down, 1. As he carries the ball into the line, Dakari Jones stands very vertical. And as there is contact, they wrap him up. And he is just strong and will just pull those defenders downfield along with him. They're going to mark him inside. The Atchison 30-yard line to the 29. It'll be the Vikings' third down and a long yard. 13-0. Atchison in front with 4.5 minutes yet to play in the opening quarter. Quarterback looks a little confused, and now he's walking back. He's trying to hand something to the official. The official says, "I don't want it." So he kind of throws it. I'm guessing a mouthpiece or something. QB gets it. Hands off running back. Hit in the backfield. Bounces. Not going to get it. Stopped at the 30-yard line. That play was destined for failure. There was a lot of very apparent confusion for Parsons. And it all began when the quarterback didn't just get up there and go to the count, but he allowed himself to be distracted by whatever the item on the field was. And now, for Parsons, it's going to be back at the 30-yard line, looking at a fourth down and three. Parsons is 0-for-1 on fourth down so far this evening. Last time they had one was around the Atchison 20-yard line, and they were unsuccessful in converting that one. And now, Andrew Haupt, the quarterback, is over talking to Coach Sheeby, and he's still standing on the far sideline. The play clock is going to go down to zeros, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Parsons. Let's take a break, Joseph. Parsons taking a timeout, making a big fourth down call with 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. It remains Phoenix 13, Vikings nothing.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, it's delightful to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening, where the Phoenix have raced to an early 13-0 lead. But for Parsons, who comes into the game today at 3-3, 2-1 in district play. Remember, Parsons is a 3A team under head coach Jeff Sheeby. It is a fourth down at the Atchison 30-yard line, fourth down three. Quarterback will take it. Play action over the middle. It's caught at the 22, down to the 20-yard line. First and 10, Vikings. So Parsons with a quick hitter over the middle after the fake into the middle of the line that froze the linebackers. They expected Parsons to, as they so often do, run the ball. Atchison was able to hit on that little ISO pass. Gus would call it a tunnel screen. And it's going to be a first and 10. And now at the 20-yard line, Parsons moving the football in Atchison territory. Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Atchison making a couple of substitutions, running secondary players in and out of the game. For Parsons, they're going to go wide to the right side with Caden Forbes. Quarterback will hand off right side to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10-yard line. First and goal, Parsons at the 7. Quick hitter into the middle, and again it's Dakari Jones just breaking it off the right side. Gets into the secondary, turns it directly upfield. First and goal, Parsons at the Atchison 7. Parsons very patient, very methodical. Again, their quarterback seldom allows that play just to come in, you know, telegraphed in with signals or signage. He goes over, gets over on the numbers. Coach comes out to the numbers. They confer, and then the play is carried in. 6 seconds on the play clock at 5. First and goal from the 7-yard line. There's a snap. Hand off again, Jones. Bounces right. He's at the 5, 4, 3, maybe the 2-yard line. Does not get to the end zone. It'll be second and goal at the 2.
Brought down at about the 2-yard line.
Remember Dakari Jones, not the starting running back, as Chandler Henson went out of the game with an injury at 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. So very early in the game, we have not seen him return yet. Wide receiver Eric Keaton is going to be out there along with wide receiver Braylon Summers. Summers, the taller of the two, at 6'2". And now, how about this? It is Tom Osborne and the wishbone offense, second and goal from the 2. Haven't seen this in a minute. Quarterback is under center to full bone. The fullback took off too quickly. So it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. He was about a step into this by the time the ball got snapped. You know, he was out there. He was so doggone excited to be the fullback in that alignment. He was I'm going to guess maybe a lineman who's checked in as soon as he turns. Yeah, we're going to pick up his number.
Second and goal.
Into play fullback coming in off the bench is the 6'2", 290-pound Joel Schultz wearing number 71. And I don't blame him. I'd have been excited to be in there at fullback too, leading that bone. Philip Penley takes the ball for Parsons back to the 7-yard line as we are in the final minute of the opening quarter. Vikings still going to get into the end zone. They will drop the wishbone. It is now second and goal from the 7. QB is back, rolling right, throwing right, over the middle, and it is nearly picked off at a goal line and incomplete. In and out of the hands of Zadron Mays. Mays had it, lost it, and now the clock stops with a half a minute to go in the first. And for Parsons, it is a third and goal at the 7. You know they're in four down territory down here. Atchison in front, 13-0. Parsons. Again, they come into the game at 3-3. They've had wins over Fort Scott, Baxter Springs, and last week they defeated Neodesha. Third down. Vikings at the 7. Deep down in Phoenix territory. Atchison sneaks a linebacker up to the line of scrimmage. A handoff into the middle down to the 5-4-3-2. And again, they're going to be deep into Atchison territory. It'll be fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. So they pick up the 5 yards lost on that penalty a moment ago. And I sincerely doubt we will see this play before the end of the quarter. I'm so sure of it, Joseph. We're going to take a timeout. Taking a break through one quarter here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It is Atchison 13, Parsons nothing.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango natural hair care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Beautiful night. It is overcast, sometimes more heavily, more dark, grayer, and sometimes we'll get a little of that setting sun peeking through. But right now, the clouds have deepened, and it is getting very dark underneath this heavy, heavy overcast. Not looking at radar, probably don't want to know how close the rain may be just to the west of us because the skies are ominous. That said, we're getting set to go to the second quarter here, and for Parsons, pivotal moment of the ball game. They're going to be fourth. They're going to be fourth and goal at the 2-yard line, trailing 13-0. They have played this game. I don't think there's been a snap, maybe one or two on the Parsons half of the field. It has all been played on Atchison's end, and yes, the Phoenix with long strikes. Here's a fourth down play. The handoff right side, leaning, twisting, turning, trying to drive into the end zone. The officials run up over the football. Touchdown, Parsons. Well, they had to get up in there, and they had to come from both sides and lean over the stack and look at the placement of the ball. But Parsons is able to punch it into the end zone, and the Vikings are on the board. With no time gone, that's pretty good. You can run a play and not use a second off of the clock. 12 minutes showing here in the second quarter. I'd like to think that someone is going to correct that. PAT coming up, right foot, soccer style kick. The placement, the boot, it's blocked. The PAT is unsuccessful. And we are taking a timeout. Breaking the action. We're just underway in the second quarter. It is Atchison 13, Parsons 6.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Ja'Kari Jones gets Parsons into the end zone and on the board for the first time tonight. The Phoenix lead is cut in half. Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, everybody. Joseph, he's your man back in the Care Sports Studio.
Back to the scene.
Turning the dials and sliding the little slider gizmos and watching all of the things, making sure they work like they're designed to. Or at least close enough. Joseph, we appreciate you down there, man. Tom counts with you here at the stadium. Comes to be along. And for Parsons, the kick getting set to go. They got it teed up. The short advance, and the boot is away. Taken by Atchison at the 20. Into the middle at the 30. Bouncing outside, 35. Foot race, 40. Eludes a defender and shoved out of bounds around at midfield. Cedron Mays is going to make the return. And Atchison is going to have, frankly, its best field position of the game. They're going to begin this, their third possession of the night, first and 10 at the, they're going to go to the 49-yard line of Parsons. So just across midfield. The new lighting here on the new turf at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It's got those lights with the, they kind of point to the ground with the shade over the top and pointing directly to the field. Here's a pass over into the right flat. Yogi gets it. He gets to the 50. He gets to the 40. Makes a really nice run. It really won't matter. It's all going to come back. Marker sailing into the air, and Atchison will have committed a penalty.
Penalty flag on the play.
It didn't take very long for Colton Bonnell to say, you know what, I'm just going to start walking backward. And so that is going to be the call. It's going to be illegal use of hands against Atchison. And so the Phoenix are going to have the ball back in their own half of the field. It'll be at their own 41-yard line, I would suspect. Yeah, there you go. So, again, the lights here on this new field, really, really nice. And they've got, you know, you see some of the stadiums, a lot of college stadiums, where they're able to make the lights do sequences of flashes and stuff. They have that capability, too, here. So there you have that, first and 20. Bonnell is back, goes over to the near side, caught, undefended at the 50, wrapped up at the 46, shoved out of bounds along the near side. Oh, punched on the near side, and there finally come the markers. Wow. The Atchison receiver was pushed out of bounds, and then he gives a, I don't want to get too carried away here, but there was some extra contact delivered as the play was out of bounds on the near sideline. And now the officials are going to confer a little bit. And they're still conferring here on the near sideline. We'll see what they decide to do here. Certainly something is going to have to happen. It was very obvious. Here was a call. Personal foul. Personal foul on Parsons.
On Parsons.
Well, that is most interesting. The Parsons coach is not out on the field. He is across the hashes. He's across the numbers. He's in the middle hashes, and he is out on the logo. He is steaming mad. And now there's a penalty marker thrown on him. by the Whitehead officials. The assistant coaches race out on the field to bring him back to his sideline. And I'm going to tell you what, Coach Sheeby is really angry. And I don't know if he could see the altercation, we're going to call this, that occurred on the near sideline from where he stood over all the way across the field, about 55 yards away. But apparently he was aware of it, something happening that he was extremely dissatisfied with. So, there's that. Now the officials are on the far sideline talking to the coach, the coaching staff, multiple officials over there. All the while, the game is stuck with 11:31 to go in the second quarter. And Atchison has picked up yardage. They're going to have the ball inside the 35 down to the 31 of Parsons, which is by far their best field position of the evening. And the conversation between coaches and officials continues on the far sideline. Tomorrow we've got college football on Care Radio as the Benedictine Ravens, the number 3 team in the nation, is back on the road. Had an off week last week, on the road 2 weeks ago, back on the road tomorrow. We'll be with them as always. We'll be in Fayette, Missouri, the Ravens and the Eagles of Central Methodist. NK Radio pregame at about 12:30. Kickoff time slated for 1 o'clock. And so I don't see anything happening other than the coach is still chewing on one of the officials over there, and we're going to get back to play. Atchison first at 10 to the 31. Handoff into the middle. It's going to be Layton. He'll get to the 30-yard line. Surge forward to about the 29. That's going to be the gain of 2.
Down at the 29-yard line.
Second down, 8, Phoenix.
Number 8.
11-11 to go in the opening half. This game has not, of all things it's been, speedy, not an appropriate adjective. Second down, 8, Atchison. Play clocks on the new field, just behind it to the right of the uprights. Second down call. Here's Barnell. Slides down. Now shovel pass straight ahead to Yogi. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another. Goes down to the 11-yard line. So Purdy is going to be ankle tackled by Wyatt Schultz, and it'll bring up a first and 10 at the 11. Atchison is now deep in Parsons territory. That was a kind of a nice play. Quarterback took it. Started rolling, and it'll shovel pass. Now the handoff to Boldridge, and play is stopped before that thing unfolds. And let's see what our official is going to come over and tell us. I don't see any markers dropped. I don't see anything happening. They're just going to stop the play and reset it, put it back at the 11-yard line, and they're going to do it again. So for Atchison, the element of surprise with that play is kind of moot now. Phoenix are going to go wide to the right side. Xavier Lutz wide to the left side with Thompson. QB, late pitch. Getting to the outside. Boldridge, he's going to go into the end zone, but do not put the numbers up on the scoreboard. We have another Phoenix penalty.
Flag on the play.
As Layton got to the outside and started legging his way toward the end zone, the marker came out around at 9 or 10 over on the far side. Here's our official personal foul. And I don't know what that means when he puts his two fists and bumps them together. Like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you know, he bumps the fists together after the personal foul. But it's going to be assessed against the Phoenix. So that's going to bring it back to 22. So it'll be first down and 21 at the 22. It is not first and goal. The line of scrimmage, the 11-yard line originally. So here we go. Boulder to the backfield. Motion will come to the right side. QB looking right, looking left. Sets up the screen. It's wide open. Boulder's going to get it. Hit in the backfield. And Mono, he's grabbed Bear Huggins, flung to the ground. It's a 25. There's going to be a loss of yardage. Bringing him down back there. big man, Sean O'Banion.
Number eight.
That'll bring up a second down and 21 or 2.
From the 22.
So it's going to be around the 22, 23-yard line. Here comes Phoenix looking to the near sideline. And what will the Atchison coaching staff do on this second and long? Layton is still in the backfield. QB, play action, flips right, throws right, man wide open to the goal line, touchdown. And wait a minute, a late marker at the 20. So Mays holding the ball aloft and very happy with having made that catch in the end zone, but let us see if that score stands. Fisher's coming over to the center of the field here, and he's pointing out in the middle, and have we gotten a call yet? We have not. We've had some struggles. Personal foul, roughing the quarterback. Against
personal foul,
Parsons.
The on the right.
So we have had plenty of personal foul calls, and we still, I mean, it's hard to believe, we're a couple of minutes into the second quarter, and we're going on an hour long here. But we're glad to have you with us on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. PAT coming up for the Phoenix, who now are up 19-6. And the kick by Bonnell, as usual, right through there. We're taking a timeout. 9:17 to go in the opening half of Atchison, Kansas. We got a lot of football to play. It's a Phoenix 20, Parsons 6.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
If I were being extremely honest, I would be telling you that I think it's warmer right now than it was when this game began. It is toasty out here. We are at 73 degrees. Again, no rain right now. The winds are essentially calm. And now that repetitive passer penalty is going to be assessed on the subsequent kickoff, which is going to put Bonnell teeing it up at the 45-yard line. So if he wants to, he's more than capable of sailing this thing out the back of the end zone. We'll see if that's what he would prefer to do or not. By the way, in the way of, you like surprises, right? You know, everybody likes a surprise. It's Louisville leading Miami 14-7 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Here's the kick away, and it is going to be out the back. So Atchison elects to not allow Parsons an opportunity at a return. It's going to be first and 10. Here comes the Parsons offense, and the Parsons offense, in total candor, the Parsons offense has been out of the field for the vast majority of the game here tonight. 9:17 to go here in the first half. Parsons is going to huddle up over on the far sideline, and we'll see how the Vikings are going to be able to respond. To that big drive that was aided by a couple of big penalties. First and 10 from their own 20. Hand off left side of the line, nothing. And Parsons on that play looked as if they were just in slow motion as they ran into the left side, moved pretty slowly, did not explode into the middle at all for Atchison. A Phoenix tackle made by, looks like maybe Tyrese McGowan. I'm going to give it to him. Second down, 10. No game in the play. Still, maybe just a loss of a half a yard. We'll make a second of 10 still, just shy of their own 20-yard line. clock has at least now begun to run. Parsons is going to come wide to the right side with Andre Ford, that 115-pound wide receiver. Second down long, very long count. Snap at the knees, pass to the left, take it across the line of scrimmage, and a nice individual tackle made by the Phoenix over on the far sideline. After gaining about 6-7, maybe yards, third down 4 at the 26-yard line. So Parsons, who has not, and a matter of fact, no one has punted tonight. Parsons in jeopardy of that, looking at a third down 4 from their own 26. So here with 7.5 to go in the second quarter, no one has punted at the football yet. Single receiver either way for quarterback Andrew Houck. His running back on the left side. Long, long count. Takes a snap. Quick pass. Right side. Caught at the 30. Picks up the first down. Gets up to the 35-yard line where a trio of Atchison defenders is over to make the stop. And it's going to be a first and 10. Parsons.
At the 35-yard line.
So the stop by Atchison by Cody, I think.
35.
So here we go. First and 10. Parsons. They've gotten the ball to their own 35-yard line. Parsons has put together quite a few yards in the game, but have just not been able to capitalize the way Atchison has, and the Phoenix speed and quick strike offense has been the difference here. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Over to the far side, it's going to be Chandler Henson. Single man also to the right side for Hawk. First and 10 of their own 35. Atchison, four down lineman, QB's back, looking, throwing deep, way downfield, lots of pushing, lots of shoving. No markers. It's going to go incomplete across midfield down to the other 40-yard line. So that ball going some 30 yards in the air. It's going to be ruled incomplete pass, and we'll bring up a second down. And here's the thing. The pass was thrown into pretty good coverage. Pass is going to be a little bit out of reach. It's probably not really any great chance of being catchable. So for Parsons, who has turned the ball over already a couple of times today, here comes a second down 10 call. Ford starts to the right side now. Going to turn around and switch over to the far side. Jakari Jones is going to be the running back on a second down call. Penalty markers all over the place before the snap, and it is going to be again an illegal procedure by Parsons. As we've gotten to week 6 of the season, and maybe my expectations are sometimes just a little too high. I like to think that teams are, you know, 2/3 of the way through, a couple of months in. Some of these kind of penalties you would think might be a little less frequent. But so far tonight, they have not been. They reared their heads any number of times. We've had a lot of penalties, and we are not that far into the game. 6:40 to go. We're not midway at the second quarter. We're an hour in, and now Parsons taking another timeout, and we're taking another one, Joseph. 6:44 to go in that second quarter. Phoenix, 20. Parsons, 6.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For the Phoenix next week, in final game of the, I guess you would call it the regularly, at least regularly scheduled season, Atchison is going to be playing, who I believe is a winless Kansas City Wyandotte team. So So Atchison is in a pretty good spot to be able to secure for themselves a home game in the first round of the 4A playoffs. So here we go. Four. Parsons, it'll be second down and 15. They're at their own 30-yard line. Coming out of the timeout, we'll see what coaches scratched out for him. QB's back, pumps once, throws one over the middle, and the ball is going to be batted away. They were looking for the big tight end over the middle, but Atchison had dropped five. Okay. They were rushing three, had two in middle coverage, about 5 yards deep, and then it dropped five guys. So Atchison is very certain that this ball was going to go into the air. And it is going to bring up now for Parsons what was be truly an apparent passing down on a third down 15. Early in the game, Parsons was running the ball, and they were running it with aplomb. They were picking up 8, 10, 12 yards at a time, really moving the ball, and that has now gone away. Atchison, I suspect, has made the adjustments that have made that more difficult for the Vikings, and they certainly have not had the running success that they did coming right out of the gate. 6:39 to go. Clock stops on the end of incompletion. Still in the second quarter. Third down, 15. QB hands off a little wide receiver draw. He'll bounce outside looking for a block that never comes. And we'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, picking up five and maybe another yard beyond that. But now it's going to be a fourth down nine for Parsons. And from their own 36-yard line, you could only anticipate that they're going to be looking to punt the football away. And again, they'd be punting for the first time tonight. So for Parsons, it will be Wyatt Schultzen to punt the ball away. He'll stand at his own 25. Phoenix is going to put a couple of guys back. They don't expect much. Markers all over as the snap goes back. Both sides of the line and in the offensive backfield. So three flags on the ground. Referee's going to confer with the guys on the line and make sure that what he had seen and was penalizing is what they had seen. And here he comes to the middle of the field. We'll see if they are in some kind of a agreement. Offside, Atchison. So, for Parsons, does that change anything? It's at a fourth and nine. Fourth and four at their own 41. Will they do something different? It would not appear so. Schultz is still in to appear to punt it away. Now, a moment ago, the snap back to him kind of rolled to him right at the shoe tops. This one is a perfect snap, and a little rugby kick is going to take a big bounce, 40, 35, 30, 25, and down to the 20-yard line. So that turns into a really nice 40-yard punt with a kick and the roll, and Atchison is going to retake possession of the football with 5:39 to go in the first half. Leading 20-6, they'll have the ball at their own 20-yard line. Feels like a long time since AHS has had the ball since they've been on offense, but here they come. Colton Bonnell. Done an outstanding job, not just today. He's done a great job throughout his career and certainly through the season. QB's going to hand off. Mays is going to take it. Gets a nice little block. Bounces way outside. Looks for the edge. Stiff arms and then runs out of bounds as the defender was closing in on him. That's a smart play to not take the punishment that was about to be given to him. He'll pick up about 15. He's across the 35-yard line. Make it the 36. First and 10, Phoenix.
First down.
First and 10, Atchison. On that play, they just had Mays in motion behind the quarterback, and it was kind of like a jet sweep, except as he took the ball, he doesn't sweep outside. He plants a foot and drives straight into the middle, found the blocking back to his left, and took the ball that way, ultimately angling out of bounds. First and 10 at their own 36. Quarterback is back, throws iso pass over the middle, and it's through the hands of Jeremiah Thompson. And it's going to go incomplete at the 45. Second down, 10.
The ball, pretty well delivered, thrown with a little bit of zip on it. So it was going to make it a little difficult to get a handle on and pull it in. And Atchison unable to make that connection. So at 5:28 to go in the opening half, Phoenix now look at a 2nd and 10 from their own 36. They lead in the game 20-6. Metal Arc has Parsons here tonight, Washington and Schlegel and Sumner at Harmon tonight. QB will hand off deep to sweep to the right side. Stood up at the 40 and a 4-yard gain. Nice little pickup, but not a lot, not enough, as Leighton Bullrich got to the outside. Third down at about a half a dozen for Atchison. And again, in the Metal Arc, Wyandotte and Highland Park are both idle. The NEKL, full slate tonight now. ACCHS over at Jeff West. You're going to have Horton at home with MHMA. Pleasant Ridge traveling out to Onega. JCN at home for a second week in a row. They've got McLaughlin tonight. Jackson Heights, the juggernaut of the conference right now at Valley Falls. Donovan West goes to Riverside. Troy at home with Centralia. Centralia with a forfeit win last week. And Sabetha over Oskaloosa. QB back on a 3rd down 6. Sets up a screen. Fires it over to the right side. It's going to be complete. And picking up the 1st down across the 45 and up to the 48-yard line. Phoenix getting a 1st and 10 with a couple of yards to spare. Atchison will move the chains. 4:28 to play in the first half as, again, the clock stops as they advance the sticks. And it's going to begin again. Now, Atchison is in no hurry to come up over the ball. They got plenty of time on the play clock. Kind of a wide open huddle. Didn't have anybody really brought in. It's kind of telling them what's going on. Quarterback is back, rolling left, throwing left. A man wide open, hit him in the hands, and again, John Mays does not hold on. And it's going to go incomplete right at the 1st down 6. 4 minutes to go in the half. 2nd and 10, Phoenix just a couple of yards short of midfield. Atchison with a 2-touchdown lead. Phoenix with those bright red Miami of Omaha. Or Miami of Omaha. Miami of Ohio red with white helmets, white pants, white lettering. 2nd down 10. Leighton straight ahead. He just drags the defender, breaks the tackle, bounces out, cuts back in, dances his way. Looks like he might have a 1st down.
Brought down at the 41.
An elusive run by Leighton Bullrich. It's going to be a 1st and 10. Atchison, they will advance the ball to the 41-yard line. Now in Parsons territory. Plenty of time for Atchison. 3 minutes and 40 to go before halftime. As they continue to enjoy the 20-6 lead and are looking to extend it a little bit. Atchison has got Xavier Lutz, Jeremiah Thompson. Receivers wide to the left side. QB slides. Now again, the shovel. The same play they'd run to Yogi earlier. They go to him again, and it's good for 10 again. And it's going to be another Atchison 1st down. Colton Bonnell sprints to the left. Yogi's on a wing to the right side. Okay, and he is sprinting to the left like he's going to get a little lead block. Bonnell then just with a shovel pass to him, and Yogi catching the ball turns straight upfield. Got that defense flowing to the right side, and at that point, those defenders are having a hard time getting a hold of him, getting stopped, and Atchison with a nice game. Inside 3 minutes to go in the half now. 1st and 10. QB back, looking left, chased out of the pocket, flushed out, running for his life, eludes the first defender. Now he's just going to run out of bounds. He'll lose a little yardage, but he avoids a lot of punishment, and it will bring up a 2nd down and a dozen or so. 2 minutes and 40. See, that's a smart play, and that's one of the keys to having a good team in a successful season. You got that experienced quarterback Colton Bonnell, 175 pounds at 6'1". He is a senior, and he's been running this ball club for a while now. And sometimes you just got to know that play's not working, and what you do is you regroup, you go back, and you run another one. Second down of 12 at the Parsons 32. Mays will take that handoff, hit to the backfield, breaks one tackle. He won't get away from the second guy. He's going to lose about six or seven.
Down in the backfield.
Zadron Mays sidestepped the first guy, but the second guy was right there on him like flypaper. And it's going
to
bring up a third down at about 15, 16, 17, something like that. Inside 2:15 to play in the half. And now, as these two teams have used some timeouts, you know, the clock is going to become a little more of an issue. Third down, I'm calling it 16, at the 36. Leighton Bullridge on the right hand, quarterback Colton Bonnell. Two to the short side, one to the right side. Play clock's at 5 and at 4. Is Atchison just going to burn it down? And yeah, Atchison runs all that time off the clock. They're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking their second timeout of the half. We'll take a break with a minute 46 to go before intermission. Phoenix 20, Viking 6.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Well-prepared attendees at the game here tonight, and they have these umbrellas. They're all folded up now, but they needed them before the game and in the early moments here tonight. But right now, no precip happening. But what is happening is Atchison is coming out of the timeout facing a 3rd and 16. And at the 36-yard line of Parsons, they're going to get it down to the 20. Quarterback back the ball, snapped over his head. Penalty markers all over the place. Atchison dives on the ball. That was a disaster. Quarterback says, yeah, that's a legal procedure, Atchison.
Legal procedure.
That's probably, definitely the best outcome for Atchison.
The 41-yard
line. So they're just going to lose 5 yards, but they're going to get the play back again because that thing is not going to go well. So now it's back at the 41-yard line of Parsons. It is a third and 21. Phoenix at the Parsons 41. QB. No handoff Layton. Take it with the reverse. Here's Mays. Going right. Hit. Spun. Gets away. Running ahead. Gets a block. Gets outside. But going to be dropped. After all of that, he'll get about 5. It's going to be 4th down and 15. And they drawing. He made a couple of nice little cuts. Kind of juked a couple of defenders. But was unable to get away and get it upfield nearly far enough. And now Atchison, 4th and 15. And now the clock is running. Atchison is going to get really patient. They're going to burn this thing down, I think, a little bit. Because we're now under a minute to go in the half. Play clock has only just now started. Now the official is going to stop the clock. And Cedron is going to exit the game. After that tackle, Fish is going to have him, just give him a little look-see. We want him to be well. We want everything to be okay. So they're going to bring him over to their sideline where he tosses his helmet to the earth. And the trainers come over and give him a look. 4th down, 15. At the 35-yard line, Atchison will leave their offense on. Quarterback, back, spins, throws. It's Yogi at the 30, 25, first down. Yogi down to the 15.
Yogi Purdy takes the screen.
So Purdy on the screen play. And again, Atchison using Purdy's size to come up with that pass. Yogi's a big, tall guy. Got that good reach, long arms, and down to the 15-yard line. Here's a handoff into the middle of Layton. He's to the 10. Down to the 8-yard line. Atchison's got one timeout left. When are they going to use it? 30 seconds to go. Phoenix racing up over the football. Second down, 2 with the 7. Handoff again to Layton. He'll go into the middle, picks up the first down, and rides a very rugby-like scrum to the 4. The clock will stop long enough to advance the chains. The officials on the far sideline tell him, drop that stick, and now Atchison will burn his final timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break. 18 seconds to go in the half. Phoenix lead 26.
For list. Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All right, so we got the final timeout of the first half. The Phoenix have the ball, first and goal at the 4-yard line. 18 seconds left in the half. Bonnell, back, looking, man, wide open, touchdown. Quick pass into the middle of the backfield, and it's going to be caught by Jeremiah Thompson.
Touchdown, Phoenix.
13 seconds to go in the half, and Atchison will stretch its lead now 26-6. So, gets my 4-yard pass. Ronald Thompson.
Bottle into a simple point.
And Ian Colton looking for a PAT. It would be his third. And it is good. Says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hang on to it here. What do you say? We're about to have time. Finals PAT is good. So at 13 seconds to play in the half, the Phoenix now go up 27-6. Now, you flash back to last year, Atchison traveled down to Parsons, and Phoenix had no trouble, none, in that game as they went on to an impressive 48-0 win over Parsons last year. But again, Parsons coming into the ballgame tonight. They have wins over Fort Scott, Baxter Springs, and last week a win with over Neodesha. Their losses have come to Labette County, Christ Prep, and Frontenac. So if you're familiar with that SEK, those names would probably ring true to you. Bonnell's going to be set to kick it away for Atchison. Again, 13 seconds left in the half. His kicks have gone from the 20-yard line on a couple of them to the goal line. So we'll see what he cranks up here. The right foot, and there it is, end over end, and it will land around the 5 and then skitter into the end zone. And Parsons is going to have it on the touchback. Offense coming out of the field. It has been. If you're saying, wow, how far along are you? Because I know this game's supposed to start at 6. So what are we at? In the fourth quarter? No. We are not quite to halftime yet. The game didn't start until 6:15, and we are late now, very late in the second quarter, an hour and a half basically into the game, and we are still in the second quarter. Joseph, your hopes of getting away early tonight, I think, may officially be dashed. All right, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, and Vikings are not going to the diamond formation.
Atchison's going to drop a couple of guys deep. We get a penalty marker. Let's see what this is all about. No one had done anything and moved. Fisher's counting up. Is there an inappropriate number of players? No, he's like, I can't count to 11 accurately. I was wrong. We picked that flag back up. Never mind. Here we go. Oh, the referee was seeing. He thought he had a dozen guys out there, I think. And now the snap and the knee in his halftime. We'll be back here to Amelia Earhart Stadium. First half in the book. The score. The Atchison Phoenix 27 to Parsons Vikings 6.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back as we're halftime and everybody's delight. Everybody's favorite thing when the little ones are out there doing their cheer routines that they've, I'm sure, been to cheer camp and have learned, and I bet they're going to be fantastic. Here at halftime, the home crowd has been thrilled as Atchison's up 27-6. And for Colton Bonnell, the senior quarterback, has been a very good first half. He has thrown 3 TD passes. Hit Zadron Mays for 84 yards. Hit Zadron Mays for 22 yards. And the last one was to Thompson, and Jeremiah went in on a short 4-yard TD catch. The other touchdown for Atchison came on a lightning run by Leighton Bullridge, 60 yards. The scoring for the Parsons Vikings came on a 2-yard run by Jakari Jones as the Vikings had put together a nice series and just chugged downfield, and they get their lone score of the game. First half has frankly been marked by lots of penalties and some turnovers, and I think the coaches, when they go into the locker room at halftime, even if you lead, as Atchison does here, by 3 touchdowns, you got to be saying these are some things that we really would like to eliminate going into the second half, because for the Phoenix, not going to get any harder next week. They got Wyandotte next week, and I think then you go to week 9 and see how things all come together. But Atchison very likely looking at a home game in the first round of playoffs in Class 4A. All right. Little Michael going on to the background. We're going to take a bit of a break. It is halftime in Atchison. It is going to be apparently an extended halftime. Joseph, you and I will discuss that, but we're taking a break with the intermission score. Phoenix 27, the Parsons Vikings 6. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in his sports studio, and he's got you some halftime.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh.
conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Your birthdays and anniversaries. Heard each morning around 6:55 and 7:55. Right here at 93.7 FM. Submit your entries by email. KAIRRadio@gmail.com. That's KAIRRADIO@gmail.com. Please include the celebratee's name and the date of the celebration. We accept entries up to 2 weeks in advance of the date and ask that you send them no later than 2 days before the date to allow proper processing time, a service and courtesy of 93.7 FM.
Good evening and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the CARE Country Sports Schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we will have William Woods Benedictine at Central Methodist. Tomorrow, starting about 12:40 or so for the pregame show, right at 1 p.m. for the kickoff, we'll have Tom and Gus Kautz with the call as Benedictine will be playing host or will be at Central Methodist this weekend. Again, 1 p.m. kickoff for that Benedictine at Central Methodist game. Coming up on Sunday, we'll have the Detroit Lions versus the Kansas City Chiefs over on KMZA and KLZA. That would be 103.9 FM. And, of course, Sunny is 101.3 FM. Then coming up next week, we've, of course, got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the CARE Country Studios. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then next Friday on the 24th, we will have Troy at Marhill Mount Academy. Tune in right around 7 p.m. for kickoff as next Friday night's Game of the Week here on CARE Radio will be Troy at Marhill Mount Academy. Next Saturday, we will have William Woods at Benedictine. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. But as always, tune in right around 12:40 or so to get all of that pre-game show. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look around the area, we are early in the second quarter in many of the local games. Early in the second quarter against Osage and Silver Lake, Osage is on top 14-7. Currently they got 4:07 left in the second quarter in that game. Holton is leading Hiawatha with 6:20 in the second quarter, 21-0. in the Sabetha Oskaloosa game with 11 minutes and 22 seconds left in the second quarter. It is Sabetha 35, Oskaloosa 0. At the end of the first quarter, Jefferson West was leading ACCHS 14-0. Hanover is leading Axtell at the end of the first quarter 6-0. And in this game, we've got Atchison sitting at 27 points to Parsons 6. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Summer's better without the bite. At Urban Lawn Care, they offer professional lawn spraying that knocks out mosquitoes, chiggers, ticks, ants, and spiders, and all those uninvited pests. Safe for pets and kids. Tough on bugs. You can schedule a one-time treatment or keep your yard protected all season long with monthly or bi-monthly plans. Take back your lawn. Call Urban Lawn Care today for a free estimate and get on the schedule. Urban Lawn Care, local, dependable, and here to help you enjoy your yard again.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 57. Winds out of the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Clear skies tomorrow night, 45. Clear skies and dry Sunday and Monday, mid-60s. Sunday, mid-70s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now here in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 79%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 71 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is falling at 29.64 inches of mercury. Radar has indicated that most of the stronger storms have currently moved out of our immediate area. We could be expecting a little bit of light rain before dawn, but that is to be seen. I'll be back in just a moment.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Again, going over the Care Country sports schedule for tomorrow. We'll have Benedictine at Central Methodist. Tune in right around 12:40 or so to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled here in Atchison at 1 p.m. Tom and Gus Kautz will have the call. Then Sunday, over on our sister stations, KMZA 103.9 and KLZA 101.3, we will have NFL football with the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff is scheduled for 7:20 in the evening. Again, 6 p.m. will be the pregame. We'll be going to Tom Kautz Fieldside in just a moment.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. It's time now for second half action of our high school football game of the week.
Hey, welcome back to my dance central here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We've been well entertained, I will grant you that, with the youngsters getting out and doing their cheer routines, and then the Atchison High School marching band. What did I have them at earlier tonight? Like 38 members proud doing their thing, and now the Atchison dance troupe is out there performing for the crowd as halftime continues. I see the Parsons teams outside the locker rooms, and they're waiting for their opportunity to return to the field. Second half coming up. 27-6 is the Phoenix lead over Parsons here at intermission in Atchison, Kansas. Around the state of Kansas yesterday, there were a few games, not many. Matter of fact, only four. Andover with an impressive win, 48-21 last night over Salina Central. It was Blue Valley getting by Blue Valley West, 28-21. A really outstanding game. Shawnee Mission North was able to escape over Lawrence, 29-28, and 41-22 was the Owaipa East win over Shawnee Mission West. There has been already one game complete in the Friday/Saturday games, and that was actually there have been a couple of forfeits where Manhattan Eagles forfeited to Archie, Missouri. Tescott for the forfeit win over Chase, who I think has completed their season. Garden Plain, 52-6. They stopped that one early over Western Plains at Healy. And that looks like it's about the only game or so that has gotten a final score in quite yet. Of course, where are you going to get all those final scores? I'm going to tell you where. You're going to go to right after this game. Now, don't leave before this game because they're not going to be started yet. But after this game, 103.9, Big Sister, Big Sister, Hiawatha. And they will have the Friday night high school football scoreboard show. We're going to have Jake and Boz. They will bring you scores. They will bring you recaps. They will bring you stats. They will bring you insights. They will talk about the leagues. They will talk about the districts. They will be handing out the nightly game ball. And I would encourage you to tune in and enjoy that with them. And then we're going to encourage you to tune in tomorrow right back here on Cure Radio. So here's what you got to do, okay? Got to be very careful about this. Let me talk to you about it. When, after this game, you go to 103.9, okay, which gets you the scoreboard show, you got to be very careful then to bring your dial back to 93.7. So as soon as you're done with the scoreboard show, and it'll take a minute, but when you're done with that, go to back to 93.7 because we want to have you back for a Care Radio Morning Report and all of the Saturday morning programming. And that way, you're going to be right here, and you're going to be ready for Benedictine football here on Care Radio tomorrow, pregame at about 12:30. It is going to be a kickoff on Care at 1 o'clock. The Ravens, number 3, team of the nation. Ravens are going to be in Fayette. We will be in Fayette with them as BC is going to be hosted by Central Methodist in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And then next week, a week from tomorrow, it'll be Benedictine at home as it will be homecoming and Hall of Fame weekend 2025. So we will be looking forward to all of that. But yeah, Benedictine football tomorrow, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff here on Care. Now, of course, halftime, the 20-minute extended Atchison halftime has drawn to a close. And they will add as the teams are out on the field, kind of striding and stretching and getting themselves all prepped up and ready to go in the second half. There's going to be 3 more minutes that are clicked back up on the old scoreboard. So we will get wound through those. And then we'll get into the second half. For Atchison, the lightning striking offense, the quick strike, long range offense has never been in greater display than it has been tonight. As Atchison, first possession, ended with an 84-yard TD pass from Colton Bonnell to Zadron Mays. Second possession for Atchison, they had taken the ball away from Parsons, and on the very first play, Leighton Boldridge, a 60-yard run to the end zone. Now, at that point, you were able to see little offense from Parsons. They get into the end zone on a Jakari Jones run, 13-6 Phoenix, and then Colton Bonnell with a couple of more TD passes in the second quarter, one from 22 yards out to Zadron Mays for his second catch. Touchdown catch of the game. And then Jeremiah Thompson, as Atchison was closing in the waning seconds of the half. It was a 4-yard pass from Bonnell to Thompson in the Phoenix lead here at intermission, 27-6. Glad to have you along with us here this evening on Care. And when you look around at Atchison and where are they at? Where are they standing in Class 4A? Well, on the east side of the state, you got a couple of 5-1 teams. There are no, by the way, undefeated teams in Class 4A. There's one undefeated Clint team in 6A. That's Mays. And by the way, I'll fix that. I mentioned that. I was wrong. 6A's got Mays undefeated. 5A, four undefeated teams with Pacer Linwood, Great Bend, Casey Washington, and Salina Central. You have got 4A, Capon Mount Carmel. Wichita is the lone undefeated team, but there are no teams in 4A East who are undefeated. In 3A, all these familiar names with Andale, Holcomb, Hugoton, Rock Creek, Santa Fe Trail, and Topeka Hayden.
In the second half,
2A, undefeated teams include Hoisington, Nemaha Central, Osage City, and Southeast of Saline. In 1A, Jackson Heights and JCN. Wow. Smith Center, St. Mary's Colgan, Sterling. So, very familiar names in the undefeateds. Atchison right now at 3-3 on the season. That has them tied in sixth spot in the East with Casey Schlegel and Paola. All of them at 3-3. Labette County, Eudora, 5-1. Ottawa, Chanute, Tonganoxie are 4-2. So Atchison in the hunt for a postseason home game. That said, Phoenix, who won the flip of the coin, deferred to the second half. They're going to take the ball. The kick is away. It is short. 40, 30, rolls down to the 25. Atchison dives on it at the 25-yard line. That thing just kept skittering downfield. Nobody was covering it up. And finally, one of the deep men runs up, dives on it just in the nick of time. And it is going to be first and 10, Phoenix. Welcome back to Amelia Earhart Stadium, everyone. So for Atchison, give it away. Early in the third quarter, can you believe that Louisville still leads the Hurricanes 14-10? That's craziness. Here comes AHS, quarterback by Colton Bonnell. Motion to the right, Zedron, with a handoff at the backfield instead. Here comes Layton. He's at the 25. Gets to the 30, cuts back into the middle, goes all the way across the field, eludes a couple of tacklers. What a great job by Layton at the 40. Layton to the 50, stops, stays in play, down to the 45-yard line. So for Layton Bowridge, that is a 30-yard run and a first and 10 for the Phoenix. He had worked his way all the way to the left side, all the way to the numbers. Saw that the outside was just jammed up, so he turns around and not a lot of guys are going to be able to get away with that and turn back and go all the way across the field to find some daylight, but Layton was able to make that happen. Turned it upfield. Phoenix across midfield now at the 45-yard line in Parsons territory. Just underway in the second half. Atchison's going to switch out of the backfield. Layton's going to get a breather. Jack Bilderback is back there. Snap is over the head of both of the quarterback. Races back, and Bonham will dive on it. A bad snap is going to cost Atchison 15 yards. It'll be second and 25. That snap was over Colton's head, and he was very alert to not fool around. So many times you see a player at every level, whether it's high school, college, whatever, they will think they can pick that thing up and try to rescue the play. When Colton did the smart thing and just cover up the ball, maintain possession, get your offense back out there and run second down. That's what they're going to do. Second down. Back to throw. Bonnell looking left, throwing left, throwing deep, and it is caught at the 25-yard line. The defender had stopped, turned around, and started running back to the middle. He thought that ball was way short. It was not, and Zedron Mays comes up with a catch on a missed defensive coverage. Phoenix taking it way down the field. It'll be first and 10, Atchison. They're down out of the 15-yard line, deep in Parsons territory. Yogi's going to be winged to the left side, trip short side, handoff. He's going to go to Layton. He'll dance right, get into the middle. He's at the 10 to the 5, puts his head down, lunges to the 2. And it's going to be first and goal. AHS, 2 yards out. Atchison without a huddle races back up over the football. We are 2 minutes in to the second half. And the handoff to Layton. He'll dance outside. markers are going to sail as he is stopped short of the goal line. And Atchison will have a little more room to work. Layton is stopped short of the goal line, but the official is going to say holding Phoenix.
Holding on the Phoenix offense.
Atchison's going to be backed up. Clock will stop momentarily as they assess the penalty with 9 minutes and 55 to go in the third quarter. And Atchison has taken that opening kickoff, and in spite of a couple of hiccups, they have been able to very briskly move it downfield. And the clock resumes running once again. Spot is going to be at the 12, and it is first and goal from there. Wide to the right side is Zedron Mays. He's going to draw single coverage. Matter of fact, he's got two receivers to the right, nobody covering him. Penalty markers again. Two receivers to the right. One defender on that far side. And Zedron is over the tuck of the official. And I think that he knew that one of the two of them was going to be open, and he got away too quickly. So Atchison will be penalized 5 more yards, and they're going to get marked back to the 17-yard line where it is first and goal. Phoenix back up again. This time they're going to have Xavier Luce in a slot to the right side. QB, back to throw. Looking. Steps up, throwing over the middle, wide open, and it's going to be tipped and caught anyway for a touchdown. The defender reached in, batted the ball, and I think really batted it directly into the hands of Zedron Mays, who collects his third TD pass of the game with 9:14 to go in the third quarter. That will be a 17-yard pass. PAT coming up for Colton Bonnell, who is perfect tonight. The only time Atchison has failed to score on the point after was the first touchdown when they attempted a two-point conversion. It was not successful. This PAT is good, and we're taking our first break of the second half. Time out of the field here in Atchison, Kansas, with 9 minutes and 14 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter, rather. Third quarter score, Atchison 34, Parsons 6.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
The Amelia Earhart Stadium, where the Phoenix have forged now a 28-point lead. And we are very early in the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, back at a K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kautzer here at the stadium. We've got all kinds of confusion by Parsons. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, they've gotten 11 guys out there now. Bonnell's advance on the ball, and the boot is away, end over end, and it'll be fielded at the 15. Straight up the middle, 20, 5, 30, 5, 40, 5, 50, 45, finally down to the 44-yard line. And ultimately, the return guy was caught from behind by Atchison's Cameron Thompson.
Finally got down by Cameron Thompson.
So, first and 10. And again, Parsons, they feel like, they seem like they've been able to move the football. They have just not been able to get points on the board. They have had some critical mistakes, some errors, and some just, for them, very heartbreaking turnovers. And the Phoenix have done a great job of utilizing those to their best advantage and capitalizing on them and putting together this very big 34-6 lead. 9:05 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Parsons and quarterback Andrew Hawk. Receivers either way, Hawk back, fires it left side, drills it into the ground about 15 yards out of his hand and about 5 yards short of Andre Ford, his intended receiver. It'll bring up a second down. That time I think Hawk just fired that ball too quickly. Maybe it slipped out of his hands. Maybe he was just in too big a hurry. But whatever it was incomplete. Second down for Parsons. And again, they're inside the 45. We're going to call it the Phoenix 44-yard line. Three receivers are going to go wide to the left side for Parsons. Single running back is going to be in the backfield. Dakari Jones, he's been a good one tonight. Andrew Hawk got 7 yards deep, waits for the snap. Motion will come to the right side. He will clear past the quarterback, play action. They'll throw left, picks the ball up on the screen to the 40, cuts back in the middle, breaks the tackle. Still looking for a little room at the back of the right side, 40, 35, cross the field, 30, hurdles the defender to the 25-yard line, and Yogi will finally make the tackle on the nearest side of the field. It'll pick up a first and 10. Parsons.
26-yard line. Big game for the Vikings.
Yogi a little slow about getting up. I don't know if he's got a cramp or something down there. And they're going to take a little bit of a look at him. The coaches who are standing beside him are calling out for trainers. And, oh, here they come. Okay, now we got trainers over on the near sideline. Parsons with a football at the Anderson 26. Wraparound handoff, running back hits the middle of the line. There's not much there for him. Maybe a couple of yards for Dakari Jones. He went straight into the middle. And sometimes you probably need a little bit of that. Even if you have minimal advance of the football, you've got to keep that defense a little bit honest. You've got to keep them understanding that you may run into the middle. You are certainly capable of running into the middle. And that is what they had done right there. Caden Forbes is in the game for Parsons at one of the receiver spots. It is a second down, 9. Minimal yardage on that first down carry straight ahead. 25-yard line. Atchison with his defense out there. QB's back. Fires one over the middle. Caught on the ISO at the 15. Down to the 10. Down to the 7. Maybe the 6-yard line for Parsons. First to go then way after the play. The referee from around the 30-yard line hurls a flag near the 10 and runs up to the point of the tackle, and we will see what this call is going to be. Again, a game that has been punctuated by a lot of penalties. Here is one that is called from long, long range. 7 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Let's get the call here from the crew chief. Personal foul. Phoenix.
Personal foul on the
team. So, whatever he saw, he was emphatic about it. And so, that the penalty yardage here is going to be relatively minimal. As the line of scrimmage was the 6. Now the ball is going to be marked down to the 3-yard line. First and goal, Viking. Quarterback Andrew Hobb picks up the flag and tosses it back to the referee, who was already in his position. He'd forgotten it was out there. They're going to have Dakari Jones, who already has the only score of the game for Parsons, into the backfield. QB will hand it to him, and he will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Parsons! The Vikings back on the board for the second time tonight. Now at 7, 37 to go into the third quarter. That was a 3-yard run. And Dakari Jones. Now Parsons, in their previous point after, at the very start of the second quarter, in fact, a play that scored with no time elapsing, their PAT was blocked. So after this, their second touchdown, they're going to be going for 2. For the single man in the backfield to his immediate left, quarterback is back to throw, fires one left side, skips it off the ground, and again, coming up very short. And now a penalty marker sails way after the play, back in the end zone.
Score Will Renee.
I'm going to hang on to it right here while I see what this call is going to be by the official.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and the teams have left the field. And the officials are still down at the 2-yard line, talking this marker over. So I'll tell you what, Joseph, we're going to go ahead and take our post-score break, and I'll come back and we'll see how this all plays out. Time out of the field is 7:37 to go in the third. We're in Atchison, Kansas. First, the Atchison Phoenix 34, Parsons 12.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
That the officials are just now coming away. Let's see. It is going to be personal foul, Atchison.
Now, ball, personal foul.
That was a dead ball foul, so it will not impact the failure of the PAT. And now Atchison's head coach is back out on the field. The officials are explaining to him. Well, we have yet another personal foul call. And all parties, again, are quite animated with that discussion going on around the 20-yard line here on the near sideline. 7:37 to go in the third quarter. A game that was originally slated to have begun at 6 o'clock. By the way, it is KAIR-FM Horton Atchison here. I'm sure Joseph has told you all about that. We're supposed to start at 7 o'clock, and here we are 2 hours and a quarter later, and we are not halfway through the third quarter yet. 7:37 to go. That penalty, the personal foul dead ball penalty against the Phoenix, going to advance the ball across midfield, and Parsons is kicking off from the Atchison 45. Return men are standing at the goal line. Onside kick. It's skittering around on the ground, and everybody dives for it, and Atchison is going to be able to cover it up. So one of the up guys for Atchison, 6'1" junior, James Earl, covers it up. Phoenix are going to have a nice field position at their own 31-yard line. Not a terrible decision by Parsons with that field position and this score to go for that onside kick. It was not a terrible decision. It was also not a surprising decision by anyone. And I'm certainly the Phoenix coaching staff anticipated that having occurred. First and 10, Atchison from the 32. We've got movement. We got motion. Atchison feels it is going to be on Parsons.
Offside.
And it will be offside. And this was an interesting play as Atchison, the quarterback, makes a big lunge forward as he claps his hands. The defense saw that movement, and they broke. And now we have a drone over the top of the field in the middle of the field. I didn't think that was cricket. Here's a pitch to the right side to Layton. Oldridge will get to the outside, shows good speed. A couple of defenders gets over there, stands him up, mows him down, and he's going to be stopped as he goes out of bounds, having picked up 12 yards and ultimately a first and 10.
Gain of 9 on the play and good for another Phoenix.
7:27 to go in the third quarter. This game might well be timed with an hourglass as opposed to an electronic clock. It is moving that slowly. They're getting everything situated, settled. The ball at the 45-yard line. Phoenix is going to go three receivers to the left side, one to the right. QB fakes to Boldridge, goes over to the right side. It is going to be caught there, and the receiver is going to be caught there. penalty markers. One, now two at the point of tackle. I'm not sure if somebody may have grabbed a face mask or a headgear or just what went on. The catch was made over there by Noah Martin, but we'll see what this penalty is. We are looking at a combined 46 points, and I'm not sure we don't have more penalties than points. We are well into triple digits of penalty yardage here tonight. And we'll wait for the call. The official's kind of buried among the players. It is going to be a face mask penalty, which kind of I thought was happening. It's going to be on the tackle across the way. It was whistled against Parsons, of course. And so for the Phoenix, additional positive yardage. Still 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. The ball's going to come across the 50-yard line, inside the 45 and down to the 44. Here comes Atchison, first and 10. Bonnell is back, launches one into the flat on the left side, where it's going to be caught inside the 40 at the 35, twisting, turning, and finally, the defender's absolutely missing and missing and missing. And finally, they're going to make a tackle right at the first down marker. I think it's going to be enough, and they will move the chains. It'll be another Atchison first and 10. A defender, okay, had grabbed Jeremiah Thompson for the ankle.
In a 10 on the play.
First defender, the first guy to come up to complete the tackle missed him. Second missed him. Third missed him. Fourth guy kind of hits a glancing blow. It was not a well-defended play. First and 10, Phoenix. They move the football inside the 35-yard line. Bonnell rolls right, throws right, fires a BB inside the 30, 25, 20, 15, down to the 14-yard line. And as the ball pops out, they're going to stay down at the point of tackle, Zadron Mays. Mays having a big game here tonight. Clock stops to move the chains, and we're almost halfway through the third quarter now. Mays will come out of the lineup for Atchison, and Phoenix are going to rotate Xavier Lutz back in. Also coming into the game for Atchison, James Earl is going to check in. Yogi, wing left side. First and 10, Phoenix, deep now at the 15-yard line. Hand off straight ahead to Layton, touchdown Phoenix. Atchison goes into the end zone from 15 yards away and continues to extend their lead. It is now 40-12. We'll flip a new page here in the old score sheet and indicate that with 5:31 to go in the third quarter, a 15-yard run by Leighton Boldridge. Atchison is going to go PAT. Bonnell with the kick. He has been perfect on the night. I'm not sure he's not been perfect maybe on the season. He's just very good. The placement is well blocked. That thing was rejected. Yogi, I don't know if he didn't get it down or if somebody shot through the line. Anyway, we're going to get a timeout. The failed PAT. 5:31 to go in the third quarter. Phoenix extend their lead as Atchison 40 and Parsons 12.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Thanks to Joseph back at the Care Radio Studios. 5:31 to go in the third quarter. And the Phoenix on this lovely evening. Phoenix are way out in front, kind of running away with this thing. It is 40-12. Speaking of running away, Louisville leading Miami still. 17-10. Just inside 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bonnell getting set to kick this away once again. And it is a low line drive, wobbly kick, fielded at the 15, 20, 30, 40, 45, 48, 49, 50-yard line. Nice little return up the right side in front of the Phoenix bench. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know if the teams have not quite figured out the new turf here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. But I'm going to tell you the players from both sides, and maybe it has something to do with the precipitation that occurred prior to the contest, but I'm going to tell you what. Guys were slipping and sliding all over the place out here. I think it was a snow day. It is not. But hey, a lot of guys trying to make a cut, trying to plant a foot, if you will, feet going out from beneath them. So maybe it's going to take a little bit of different stuff. Hey! A little different shoe wear, foot gear, something. First and 10 at the midfield stripe. Parsons. Little wraparound handoff. Stiff arm at the line of scrimmage. And a running back powers his way to the right side. About an 8-yard carry for Dakari Jones.
Bottom of the pile to the Phoenix.
So Dakari Jones worked his way over to the right side. Tackle over there for Atchison by the 6-foot senior, Lucas Cody's. Second down, short. And right here, you're seeing maybe Parsons going back to, you call it their bread and butter, going back to what they do and what they have done through the course of the season, and that is run the ball up the middle, run the ball between the tackles. Last year, these teams played about this time of the year on the 18th of October. Atchison winning in that time down in Parsons, 48-0. Second down, two. And again, the straight-ahead run. First down at the 40. Drags tacklers inside the 35. Down to the 34-yard line.
Cale Williams in there along with Jack Bilderback.
So it's going to bring a first and 10. The way of Parson. So Parson's going from left to right here in the third quarter. Moving to football a little bit, but finding it a deep cavern they're in, trailing 40-12. The crowd for both teams has been subdued. Okay, there hasn't been a whole lot for them to be jumping up and down about. Vikings are going to go wide to the left side with Caden Forbes. A couple of receivers to the right side. QB will hand off, bouncing in, dancing into the middle, getting to the 30-yard line, sidestepping a defender. Dakari Jones is going to take it down to about the 29, giving him about 5 yards straight into the middle of the line. And it was surprising. In the middle of the line, you're going to see less a power run on that play and more a finesse run as he kind of got into the middle, turned himself sideways, kind of knifed his way forward, and you would think that in the thick of all of those people, you would not be able to pick your way forward, but he did a nice job getting 5 yards on the carry. We are mercifully down now to 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second down, 5, just inside the 30-yard line for Parsons. New running back in the game. Quarterback's back, sacked. Before he could ever get rid of the ball, before he had a chance, Atchison putting a little pressure on and give that sack to Avante Hausch Battle.
He's going to bring up 3rd and 14, 9-yard loss on the sack.
Avante picking up that sack, the loss of about 8 yards, 3rd and 13. I would frankly be surprised if we were not in some 4-down territory for Parsons at this juncture of the ball game, trailing with 2:10 to go in the third quarter and in Atchison territory right now at the 37-yard line. Now the officials running up over to football, stopping the game, and they are making an Atchison player exit. They have removed one of the defensive linemen. I'm assuming it's an equipment issue that they were not going to let continue. And Atchison allowed to bring in a replacement. Here goes the play. Little delayed handoff. Running back goes into the middle of the line, and he's going to be stood up. Not going to gain much. Couple, 3 yards on that thing, and it will have Parsons looking at a fourth down and near 10. We go inside 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Fourth down and... Well, they didn't give him a good mark at all. They've got to be back outside the 35-yard line, so fourth down and 11 or so. Got to get down to the 25 to pick up a first down. 90 seconds to go in quarter number three. Phoenix have been all over this one. Atchison with wins already over Harmon and Sumner and Schlegel. But Phoenix losing their opener 49-7. Winning three and then losing the last two, 82-44 and 42-18. They're going to bounce back here. Quarterback is going to boot right throw on the run. It's going to be taken inside the 30, breaking a tackle, picking up a first down inside the 25-yard line. That was a great move after making the catch, which had been caught short of the first down. Line to gain, but a nice catch and a nice advance of the football by Henson. It is going to be first and 10.
22-yard line.
For Parsons. They move the ball down to the Phoenix 22. We are a minute to go in the third quarter. Andre Ford to the left side. Wyatt Schultz in the slot to the left. Caden Forbes wide right. Quarterback hands off. Bouncing out to the 20, down to the 15, hit for behind, keeping his balance down to the 10, walk on the tightrope down the sideline. The official says out of bounds to the 6-yard line. First and goal, Parsons. So another tough, tough run by Dakari Jones. Now, Dakari Jones has been a runner for this team. He is a runner for this team, and he's got a lot of PT, and he's a good one. But the starting running back, Chandler Henson, was injured 2 minutes into the game, to be exact at the 9:20 mark of the opening quarter. And Henson went out of the game and has not returned. So Dakari Jones has shouldered that responsibility as being the one running back. He'll take this handoff, bounce over to the left side. He's at the 5, maybe to the 3-yard line as he slashes to the left. It'll pick up a second of goal, a couple of yards away. Now, this play does not have to happen in the third quarter. There's plenty of time for it to happen, and now the officials are going to stop play, and we got a player slow to get to his feet, and we're going to take a timeout. Joseph taking a break. Half a minute to go in the third. Atchison, 40. Parsons, 12.
Locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
As we return here to Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, on the campus of Atchison High School. Player is on his feet. A Parsons Viking, slow to get up, but he's coming off the field under his own power. Coach has his arm on his shoulder, just kind of chatting with him, I'm sure, making sure that he is well as he exits the field. Either somebody's got a fire pit going or they're burning some trash over here about a half a block over. I don't know. Whatever it is. Whatever it is that they're burning, yeah, it's not good. Couldn't tell. A lineman. Half a minute to go in the third quarter, 40-12. And second and goal. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, here comes Parsons. from the 2-yard line. QB takes it, keeps it, boots right, goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings! And Parsons gets into the end zone for the third time this evening. So, here's a team with a not-throwing-in-the-towel kind of an attitude, and that was a good run on a, it looked like it was a, maybe a wildcat run by Dakari Jones. So here we go with a two-point conversion. We're late in the third quarter, and it will be a two-point effort for Parsons. Hawk fires a pass over the middle, and it is good. Two-point conversion is complete, and we're going to get a timeout with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. You know what, Joseph? We're not. Let's just save it for the end of the quarter, which will be coming up here very shortly. And now I can take a chance to... Two-point conversion is good. It is now 40 to 20. So, while Parsons is still three scores behind, into that 20 is kind of a, I don't know, I would like to think, I feel like it is some kind of a psychological barrier that you feel a lot better about getting to 20. And for Parsons, part of the trick now is going to be to see late in the ball game that they're going to be able to keep that, what has been a very effective Atchison offense, keep them out of the end zone again. And for Atchison, Cedron Mays is going to be the middle return man back deep. Mays is back there. Jeremiah Thompson is back. And both of those guys have had a good game. Now they're running up, shortening up, shortening up. Up to the 20-yard line go the return guys for the Phoenix. Parsons kick is away. It's wobbly and going away at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, and finally Atchison again. As they keep waiting for and expecting that ball to trickle out of bounds on the far sideline, but it never does. It kind of gets outside the numbers. But then it just kind of sticks and hangs and tumbles toward the end zone without going out of play. Phoenix finally have to dive on it, and it's going to be right at the 20-yard line. So first and 10 Atchison from the 20, their own. So probably, Joseph, I would anticipate a single play remaining here in the third quarter. Waiting for it. Quarterback will keep it. Now, hands off in a little jet sweep. Over to the left side. Penalty markers down. Up the far sideline. We get a little contact. We get a little tackle on the near sideline. We get another player losing his helmet.
Flag on the play back.
And there's a penalty marker on the ground. And the clock will stop at 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. Let's see. You expect that pass or that ball was sweeping around the edge. You're usually figuring somebody got a hand on somebody and held on a little bit or something. Now, Atchison having some of the same issues that we saw a little ago down at Highland Park. It is going to be holding Atchison. He's got a player on the near sideline. They're trying to stretch out calf muscles, and the Phoenix suffered with that considerably. Last week, we could go yesterday, last Thursday, down at Hummer Sports Park in Topeka. Phoenix are going to come out with Lucas Cody joining the lineup. From the point of infraction, it's going to be a first in about a dozen. Here's a straight-ahead run, and Leighton is going to be spun around, and the clock fails to start. I don't know. I guess that... It hasn't taken quite long enough yet in this third quarter, but now we get a penalty marker late after the play. And I have no idea what this is all about. Looking for looking for the officials to come out over the football. And now the referee is calling the official that threw that marker away from the players. He's dragging way out near the numbers. He wants an explanation. He wants a description. He wants to know what the call is going to be. What did you see, man? That's what he's asking him. And now we have an Atchison player who just falls to the ground. Here's the call. Unsportsmanlike conduct, Phoenix. Okay.
Flag is unsportsmanlike on the offense.
So Atchison will be whistled for another penalty, and another Atchison player just tumbles over like a giant sequoia taken down by a huge chainsaw. He just like falls to the ground, and the trainer runs out. Now they're trying to stretch his leg out, and again, Atchison having difficulty with the leg cramp issues here once again tonight. So the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that has been called against Atchison is going to take the football back to the Phoenix 10-yard line. And now each team is on its respective sideline, huddled up around their coaching staffs. And we still have that 14 seconds up on the scoreboard, and we still have the third quarter not in the books yet. 40-20 is your score. Got drones over the field now on both ends. And they have got the play clock running. Atchison's team is scrambling out of the field. Now they start the game clock. And it's going to go to zero. And now after everybody runs out of the field, the third quarter is going to end, I guess.
The end of the third,
and they're going to say, yeah, okay. Well, now, interestingly, well enough done. We're going to take a timeout. Three quarters in the book in Atchison, Kansas. Phoenix 40, Parsons 20.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Minutes to go in the game. How about that? Going to the fourth quarter. And we are, 2 hours and 40 minutes in? So we're clicking right along here. High school football scoreboard show coming up on KNZA 103.9 at the conclusion of this one. They'll probably be underway before we get done. They'll have scores from all the games around the area. They'll be bringing in district standings and league standings and probably playoff implications. They're going to be having recaps from games. They're going to be talking about the great performances on the evening. They're going to be saying who's going to get the call for the game ball this week. Lots of stuff. So high school football scoreboard show. Now Atchison goes back again to Yogi on that little shovel pass. Yogi does a great job of using the official to screen off the defenders, runs right by him, might even have bumped shoulders with him as he went by, and he's able to pick up about a dozen yards up to the 23-yard line, first and 10 for the Phoenix. That's a brilliant play when you have the official standing there and you just run right up next to him, and the defenders have to lay off or total him out. And now we have, are you ready for this? I don't want to surprise anybody. We have a Phoenix player down to the ground with another leg cramp issue. We need to have that hydration 101 discussion. And it doesn't start, Patrick Hodapleton, it doesn't start Wednesday, Thursday. You start this, Sunday? Maybe tomorrow. Let's just start hydrating tomorrow. What do you say? It's going to be a third down and 5. Not certain which of the Phoenix athletes that is down on the field right now, but the trainer's out there stretching out that lower extremity. Tomorrow we've got, now it's Yogi. Tomorrow we're going to have Benedictine football on Care Radio. The Ravens, number 3 in the nation. And we're going to be on the road with them, of course, as always. This time it'll be from Fayette, Missouri. Join us to pregame at about 12:30. Kickoff, Benedictine football here on 93.7 tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Yogi is taking steps. Now, they're not the full length of his foot, which is probably a size 15, but he's got about half foot length steps, so, you know, a couple, 3 inches at a time. He's all the way to the numbers now, headed toward the sideline. So he's going to get over here pretty soon, and we'll continue 20 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here we go. Atchison, third down and 5. Movement all over the place. The quarterback jumps again, and Atchison has done this, but it has been called defensive
offside
each time. The quarterback lunges forward as he's barking the count.
I'm not
good enough with the rules to tell you that's, you know, enticing that defense to come across, but it does, and twice now the penalty has been assessed against Parsons, so it'll bring up a third down and a short yard for Atchison. And the handoff to the new running back, or no, not the new running back, that's Layton out there, and he'll get about 4, first and 10, AHS. The official stops the clock to move the chains, and we've still got 11:20 to go in the game.
Staying up to a 34. 5 yard game.
Next week,
first down.
Atchison will have Wyandotte. And Parsons will be at home with Columbus. First and 10. Phoenix. Now, telegraphing that play in. Taking up plenty of time. Noah Martin is going to come over to the near side. They're going to get Zadron Mays in a spot to the right side. Atchison with that starting 11 out there. Here's a first down call. QB fires one over the middle, and a diving catch on a short thrown pass is going to be complete by Mays. So it's going to gain. Oh, they're going to say he didn't get it. They're going to say he got to the turf. And so the incompletion. It's going to bring up a second down and 10. Clock stops with that incompletion. 10:33 to go yet today. Atchison will take its time bringing the play in. There is no rush that they seem to be in at all. Very patient. Impatiently sends Xavier Lutz to the left side. Jadon May slot left. To the right side is going to be Noah Martin. Quarterback Bonnell, running back Bulldridge. Second down, 10. Pass over to the left side. Catching it on his knees. Did he drop it? The right thing to do here is to drop the ball. As you're sliding to the ground 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. But Zadron, he's a receiver. That means you catch the ball. It'll be a loss of 5, third down, 15. 10:10 to go here this evening. As the Phoenix and Parsons, each looking for win number 4 on the season. Each team coming in here tonight at 3-3. Trips will go to the right side now for Atchison. The blitz, quarterback is back, throws the screen, should have been picked, is incomplete. I tell you what, Bonnell panicked a little bit, and it was a well-timed blitz by Connor Largent, a 6'2", 215-pound D-end. It's going to bring up a fourth down at about 15, and for the Phoenix, it will be a rare punting situation. Clock stops with the incompletion at 9:45, so interesting that Atchison with a 20-point lead here in the fourth quarter continues to throw the football. Atchison is going to run Xavier Butler into the game. And again, a little confusion with the Phoenix, but they got plenty of time on the play clock. 8 seconds, seven. Snap is back. Bottles kick is away. It will bounce and going to get a huge Atchison bounce. That's going to be an outstanding kick when it rolls dead at the 15-yard line. And here's something that I just saw for the first time tonight that I find shocking. And maybe it's just me, or maybe I wasn't looking at it right, but when he punted that ball, and the ball reached the apex of the kicker on a 50-yard line, it went out of the lights. The lights are at the 10 and the 10. And there's a brand new, very expensive, very fancy lights that shine straight down that are brand new this year. But instead of three standards, there are two. One's at the 10s, nothing at the 50. And that ball got up in the air and pretty much, like those drones that you only see because of the lights on them, pretty much disappeared between the lights because they are shuttered to shine straight down to the ground. And I find that startling. There we go. First and 10. The ball is going to be down at the 15-yard line. And here comes Parsons. They scored on their last possession, cutting their Phoenix lead to 20. Snap is back. QB's back. Chase out of the pocket. Throws the ball short, and it's going to be incomplete.
Out the pass.
So he was going to be sent up at screen. It'll be up a second and 10, still at their own 15-yard line.
Come away at the interception. It's going to bring up second down and 10 now for Parsons.
Benedict and eager to get back to football this week after taking a week off with their conference and a lot of teams around the country, in fact, last week, as it was a scheduled bye week for many of the clubs. Second down, 10 at a 15-yard line. Snap back. Little wraparound handoff and trying to get away. Hit by a couple, three guys and still battling and fighting. Those were the five hardest earned yards of the night. And they were just earned by Dakari Jones, who had a I'm not going to quit kind of run. He went into the left side. Defenders kept banging into him and bouncing off him. And he continued to maintain his footing and his balance and drive forward. Going to be a gain of about a half a dozen, third down five at their own 21-yard line for the Vikings as we are now inside nine to go in the game. Parsons is going to send a duo of receivers to the right side. How we got games already finished, man? Centralia over Troy already? I mean, how does that happen? We've still got nearly 9 minutes to play here. Here's a pass to the right side. It's going to be too high, and it's going to be out of the reach of Wyatt Schultz. And that's how it happens, because the incomplete pass, stop at the clock, with 8.5 to go. And on a fourth down, six call, is Parsons going to, I would suspect, just punt this away? It would appear that that's what the plan is going to be. So Parsons brings their punter in. He'll be standing at his own 10-yard line. And for Atchison, Zadron Mays comes in, and he's really short at the 35. And now they're going to fake the punt. Run to the right side. Going to pick up a first down and a little bit more as Zadron comes over to make the tackle. But that was a brilliant play and a great run over to the right side by Andre Ford. It's going to be a first and 10. Parsons keeps the ball, keeps the drive alive, and a gamble on the far side by Coach Sheeby is going to pay off. Here comes the Viking offense back out on the field. The snap was back. The punter slowed down and acted like he was going to punt and then just kind of held it for a moment and accelerated. And he was fast. I mean, Andre Ford, a wide receiver for this team, not a really big guy, 5'7", but I'll tell you what, great speed. First and 10 at their own 34. Here comes Parsons. Hawk will take the snap, hands off, running back, bounces outside, across the line of scrimmage, gets across the 35, getting about 5 yards. Dakari Jones. Second down, five. Atchison with the 40-20 lead. Neither team has put anything on the board yet here in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you what, on the near sideline, though, I think some of the young guys for Atchison kind of running up and down the sideline a little bit. Maybe they're going to get to the end of the game. They're certainly feeling like they might get into the game. They're certainly hoping they're going to get into the game. I hope they hydrated this week. Second down, five. QB's back, flares it over to the right side, and it's going to be behind his intended receiver. He was looking for Wyatt Schultz, but the pass is not catchable, and it's going to bring up a third down. 40-20. Third down and five at their own 38-yard line. Half a minute on the play clock. And again, for Parsons, they got that big offensive line. Jackson Napper, 315 pounds. Lee Quincy at 210. Xander Gabbert at 285. Keller Ball at 175. And at 250, Zavon Ball. Third down, five. Running back will take it. Starts right, cuts left, puts his head down, stretches out, gets only to the 40-yard line. So it's going to pick up again for Parsons. A fourth down call, fourth down and three.
And three timeout again.
And we have, wait a minute, we have a Phoenix on the ground, but they're stretching his leg out. So not sure just what could be the matter with him. The trainers come out, and they're going to attend to him. With 6:53 to play, second down, or rather, now it's going to be fourth down. Fourth down for Parsons at their own 40-yard line. Fourth down at about three. They got to get up to the 43. Talking to Patrick Hodapp today. It's always good to see Patrick. You don't get any better guys than him, okay? Trainer, head trainer in Benedictine College. The Phoenix players, Adron Mays, is now upright. And there's a couple of coaches are out there. He utilizes them, putting his arm on each one's shoulder and is making his way toward the home sideline. Fourth down for Parsons. Now for Atchison, the thing. Don't get fooled again. There's a song that's a great lyric for a song. Somebody ought to write one like that. They're not going to get fooled again. They're not going to put anybody back on this fourth down call. Atchison with the fake punt a moment ago. And now Atchison goes firing across. And on a fourth and three, it is going to be a Parsons first down. The 5-yard penalty will advance the ball to the 45-yard line, and Parsons will leave its offense out on the field. First and 10 Vikings with 6.5 minutes to go. Wasn't that the Who that did that? Won't get fooled again? I think so. First and 10 at the 45-yard line. Parsons with the football, trailing it by 20. 40-20. Deep drop, deep throw over the middle, and it's broken up at the 30-yard line. The pass looking for Schultz down at around the 30-yard line is going to be incomplete. And it'll bring up a second down and a 10 to go. Chris is going to mark this thing back right on the right-hand side of the big A logo, the big A Phoenix logo out of the center of the field. It runs from the 36 to the 36. So what, a 28-yard long logo that the Phoenix have embellished their new field with. Second down, 10. Back to throw again, and again throwing deep. This time down the right side. Great coverage. The return man comes back, and it's going to be incomplete. It was a little bit short, and as the Receiver comes down, and whoa, there's a penalty marker sailing way late, right on the Phoenix, and Atchison player hurls his hand skyward, trying to explain himself to the official, and we will wait and see what this call might be. This game has been punctuated with so many penalties, another unsportsmanlike penalty against the Phoenix. It is not the first. The penalty against Atchison will keep this Parsons drive alive across midfield. It'll go down to the Atchison 44-yard line. First and 10, Vikings. Still over half of the fourth quarter to play. 6:14 on the scoreboard clock. 40-20. Atchison with a considerable lead. QB calls signals, and now the referee comes running up from behind the offensive backfield. And now they're having a conversation among themselves. The officials standing in a trio over the football. And 3, 4, 5. They're moving the ball 5 more yards against Atchison. So they're going to reset this thing down to the 39-yard line. And so the quick math was too quick. It'll add another 5 yards. First and 10. Straight ahead run. 40, 35, 34-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain. 6-yard gain for Dakari Jones. He's had a splendid night here this evening. Run of the football. 6'1", 200-pound junior running back. Atchison at the red jerseys, white helmets, white pants, white lettering and trim. Hand off again. Same running back, same way. Dragging would-be defenders up the field. Picking up a first down. Inside the 30-yard line, he goes down to the 27.
Once again in there on the tackle, Seth Turnbull and others.
Going to be another first down for Parsons, who hopes to cut deeper into the Atchison advantage. Wide to the right side, we're going to get Wyatt Schultz, 5'9", buck 40, senior wideout. We've seen Parsons go multiple receivers short side tonight. And the thrown for Schultz, they've got him in the backfield. He's caught at the 10, at the 5, diving for the end zone. He comes up just short, inches away from the end zone. It's going to be first and goal, Parsons. As Andrew Hawk to Wyatt Schultz is good for a first and goal. They're going to mark him at a 1.
Jeremiah Thompson and Teverage going to bring up first.
They've gone to that several times, and each time it has been just a little bit off, but on that one, a well-thrown ball and a nice catch and carry. Here come the Vikings, first and goal. Are they going to go to Jones? Sure they are. They'll hand it to him. He'll take it to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
Touchdown, Parsons.
Parsons and Dakari Jones goes into the end zone. It's now 40-26 Phoenix. And we're down to 4:50 to go in the ballgame. So, Dakari Jones. And that is his third touchdown tonight. No, that's his fourth. Is that right? Let me check and see. Does he have all of the scores? Right now, though, the two-point conversion quarterback, the snap is back. And before that, I think we have a delay. Yeah, could be a delay
game. On the offense.
Okay, the scores for Parsons tonight, 2-yard run, Jakari Jones, and then a 3-yard run by Jones, and then a 2-yard run by Jones, and now a 1-yard run by Jones. And he's, between those short TD runs, he has put in some long carries on the night. He's having a great evening. And now the PAT is going to be marched back to the 15-yard line. So
it's
going to be 25-yard field goal distance PAT. It is down. It is up. Got lots of height. Got lots of length. It's good. Time out on the field, Joseph. We've got 4:50 yet to go here tonight. Parsons running back. It is Atchison 40, Parsons 27.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, you're right, Joseph. It's already 9 o'clock. Tom Couch with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Joseph, producing and engineering back at the KAIR Sports Studios. And the 6 o'clock ball game that is now reaching its third hour. It is a 40-27 game. So according to the guys back in the old high school football scoreboard show, this is, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is not burger-worthy. This is burgerless, right? I think you got to get 50. I think BTAD suggested 40 is a slider. And I'm not opposed to that. I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that. Here's an onside kick. Atchison up, man. Very wisely, Cameron Thompson throws himself on top of the football. And for the Phoenix, it'll pick up a first and 10 from their own 45-yard line now. It'll be interesting to see how Atchison proceeds here personnel-wise. As I'm scanning the near sideline, and I would suspect that there would be no starters coming out here with 4:50 to go and a 13-point lead, but perhaps I'm badly mistaken. As here comes Colton Bonnell out to run the club. Atchison on offense comes to the near side with Noah Martin, to the far side with Jeremiah Thompson. In the backfield, it is going to be Jack Felder back. So, yeah, Atchison's going right back to the starting 11. Felder back will take the ball. He'll get hit at the line of scrimmage, and he will be promptly stopped there. In fact, he will not get to the line of scrimmage. I guess I had just anticipated that. Actually, he's going to lose a yard, make it a second down, and 11. 4.5 minutes to go. I would anticipate the Phoenix being extraordinarily patient at this juncture of the game. Atchison will bring James Earl in from the near side. And they're going to watch that play clock roll down. And it is a nice play clock. It's delightful. It's bright red, well lit, just behind it to the right of the goalpost. Clearly visible to the quarterback as he comes to the line of scrimmage in either direction. So it is very helpful for all concerned. Snap, handoff. Oh, nice run. Builder back will get close to the first down. And hold the phone, a penalty very late.
Brought down about a yard and a half.
And again, it is going to be thrown by our referee from deep in the backfield tonight. He's been working hard this evening. And we will see it is a hold against the Phoenix. So Atchison. And I was suspecting that as he walked up to one of the Atchison big old strong lineman guys and was kind of chatting with him a little bit as he was making that call. So, yeah, the holding call. It's going to go back inside the 40, back to the 36-yard line. Phoenix looking at a second down and 20-ish with 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. So for Atchison, you know, you lose a bunch of yards, but you take a bunch of time. And it's something that with a 13-point lead in the waning moments of the game, you're probably okay with. Here's a straight-ahead run again by Jack. He'll get a couple, maybe 3 yards. And he was brought down very abruptly short of the 40-yard line. So for Atchison, it'll bring up a third down from their own 39-yard line at about 16. Getting plenty of help with a play-by-play here tonight in the background. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. We'll see what they decide to do when we return. 3:16 to go in the game. Timeout of the field is still Phoenix 40, Vikings 27.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Hey, welcome to Ashes of Kansas, everybody. Wherever you're at this evening, hope you're having a good night on a Friday evening, mid-October. Beautiful night. I think it is overcast because it was getting pretty cloudy again, raining off and on. And the weather delay at the onset of the game. They chased everybody out, made them sit in the car. I got to listen to a little care radio music before I was allowed to return. But overcast, no stars out, but it is pleasant here this evening. Virtually no wind, nice and warm. Here's a Phoenix handoff into the middle, and it's good for little or nothing, a couple of yards. Fourth down and double digits for Atchison. And we're going to get a timeout on the field taken by Parson. And they will. They'll keep it right here. They're just going to stop this and give Atchison an opportunity to punt the ball to them. 6 minutes to go in the ball game, and Hard Rock, Louisville. Still hanging on. They lead Miami 24-21. Holton and Hiawatha are down to the last 46 seconds left in their game. They're going to be done before us. I think everybody's going to be done before us. Sabetha, Oroskaloosa, long since done. Yeah, lots of games in the book. So, that all said, we're looking at fourth down and long here. And
after the timeout.
In the punt, Colton Bonnell.
So,
Colton will be out there. Centralia beats Troy tonight. Lebo with a big win. DeSoto or Blue Valley Southwest by a lot. Eudora knocks off Tongi. Here's the punt. It's going to be caught at the 30. Brought back to kind of the 35, 36-yard line. And there's a late hit, and a penalty, and another late hit, and a penalty. And now, I don't want to call it fisticuffs. I'm sure that they're just, like, talking really close across the way. And officials run in and suggest that the players go to their respective corners, sidelines. And we'll see what this is. We have a player on the ground. It's a 35. Oh, lightning bolts in the northwest. Gosh, I hope they don't run us out of here for the last 3:01. And the officials, four officials are huddled up. I think there's only four of them. I'm looking for the fifth one. He's probably holding the football somewhere along the sideline. I'm just not spotting him right now, but certainly progress of the game has been slowed. Hill City over Stockton, 78-0. Well, that was pretty one-sided. Piper beats Turner, if you're paying attention to that conference still. Joaquini, Trago County, shuts out La Crosse tonight. Otani hits a 469-foot home run. Yikes. That's pretty good. I'm not just killing time or anything. I just want you to know that. Just want you to know what's happening. You've got Weskin over Northern Valley. We have a personal foul
and the player has been ejected.
Atchison, dead ball, and an ejection. Well, that's not the first personal foul we've had tonight. It is the first ejection we've had tonight. And now, Atchison's head coach is back on the field again, discussing it with the officials. Or perhaps they are discussing it with him. I'm uncertain as to just exactly which way that conversation was working. But anyway, now we got our Atchison player who's been down on the field, kind of hopping off as they tried to work that kink out of that right leg. But he's got that cramp. He's coming off, hopping on one foot, his left foot, with his right foot extended out in front of him. Kind of looks like one of those dance guys. But he'll get over here and he'll be all right. They'll take very good care of him here along the near sideline. And for Parsons, with still 3 minutes and a second to go into the ball game, an opportunity to trim yet further that Atchison lead. The penalty, but a Phoenix is going to move the ball across midfield and to their 44-yard line. I am not certain which Phoenix player has been ejected. I have not seen anyone removed from the field and taken to the locker room, which I thought was a typical protocol. Here's a pass down the right side. It is wobbly, and we've got a flag as it was picked off, but is which way is the flag going?
Intercepted by Mays, but a flag on the play.
And the Atchison players are trying to help the official. They want to make sure they know that they believe that it is Phoenix football. But I've seen no such call yet by the crew. And now we're going to get a pass interference. Atchison! So, there we go. The pass interference, in spite of the help by the guys out of the field, the officials will mark this thing back. Atchison, the player, kicks the football. And there's another penalty, and this one is going to be on the Atchison bench, as now each coach has been penalized. Coach Malcolm is, I think, expressing his dissatisfaction. And now the officials are out there. I'm not so sure we don't have more penalty yardage and offensive yardage, and this is a high-scoring game.
Sportsmanlike
conduct on Atchison. And
automatic.
There we go. First and 10. So, we got to mark this penalty off. This is going to be, there was a pass interference penalty, plus there is an unsportsmanlike penalty. They don't have 30 yards to give. They're at the 33, so I'm guessing, what, the 16-ish? What do you think?
Penalty.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm going with. The officials have had a hard time spotting the ball various times this evening, but I'm thinking the 16. They're going to go to the 18. All right. So here we go with 2:55 remaining. And our good friends who came up from Parsons, who thought it was going to be an early game and they were going to get home at a reasonable hour, well, that's out the window. It was a heck of a plan, and the pass is incomplete. It was a great idea at the time, but it's just not going to work. Incomplete pass. Still 2:52 to go. Second down, 10. Now, I'm going to tell you that there will not be this many penalties in Benedictine's football game tomorrow. I have a crystal ball, and I'm going to tell you, neither of those coaches will allow that. It's not going to happen. 40-27 is your score here. Parsons with a football, trailing by 13. They've got it inside the Atchison 20-yard line. They're down at the 18, second down 10. Snap back, wrap around handoff. Nice little run inside the 15. Pick up about five or so. Another just straight ahead run by, I'll tell you what, Dakari Jones. He has been an absolute workhorse tonight. He's been fantastic.
At the
at the 14.
Clock now continues to run as I do not think any timeouts remain for Parsons. Quarterback takes the snap, drops the ball, in little trouble, looking for a block. He's going to get it. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. At the 5. Down to the 3-yard line. It's first and goal. They'll stop the clock to reset the chains. And that was a splendid run to the left side. And it is going to be a first and goal
from the 3.
From the left hash mark. Quickly up over the football comes Parsons. Snap. Hand off, right side, into the end zone, touchdown Vikings! Suddenly, Parsons is an onside kick and a possession away. As with 2:06 to go in the game, it is now 40-33 with the PAT coming up. And that is the fifth touchdown of the night for Dakari Jones. Extra point coming up for Parsons. Adam Reel to kick. It is down. It's badly snapped. Penalty marker sale. The ball has gotten away from the holder, but the play is now stopped with yet another penalty. I don't know if anybody gets a report, like how many penalties there were, who's keeping track. If anybody's keeping track, I'm not, but the number is astronomical. Okay. Craziness. All right. Penalty against Atchison. It's going to take the ball down to the yard and a half, and they're going to kick it again because they don't need two. Need one. Here comes the PAT. Oh, wait. Now the official's walking up from the sideline. I think he's telling the Atchison guys, you got to be back. You got to be on the other side of the ball. And here we go again. We have one official along the line of scrimmage, one in the backfield, and three underneath the goalpost. Kind of an interesting configuration. PAT is down and up and cleared it. We're taking a timeout. We just might have a game with 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play. It's Atchison 40, Parsons 34.
Electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
You've been out later than this before, but we didn't think we were going to be out. It's 9:18, 9:19, 9:20 here tonight. But we are. 2 minutes and 6 seconds remain to be played in this ballgame. 40-34. So Atchison was up 34-12, 40-12. So 22 unanswered points here by Parsons, and we have a six-point game.
Out of the second half.
And now Atchison, as it puts its kick return unit out there, and certainly they have got their onside kick coverage unit out of the field. They call a timeout because they're going to want to talk about this a little bit. 2:06 to go in a ball game. High school football scoreboard show. Well, I think it's going to be well underway by the time we get a chance to tune into it, but you're not going to want to miss the end of this one because it is now a six-point game, and Parsons has come back from a huge deficit. They were down 34-6. They were down 40-12. And now it is 40-34, and they're going to be kicking the ball away. Jeremiah Thompson is going to go deep. And Atchison is then going to have 10 within 10 yards of the 50-yard line. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Just making sure. Sometimes when you put these unusual return groups and whatever out of the field, it's hard to get your numbers right. But they do have 11, so all is well. Here's the advance. There's the onside kick. It's skipping. It's bouncing. It's hopping around. And
the onside kick.
It is going to be covered up by Atchison just inside the 50-yard line. And the Phoenix will put their offense out of the field with the goal of running the last 2:04 off the clock. It is first and 10. I'll have it at the 49-yard line. And for AHS, you're going to have Yogi, right wing. You're going to have Layton in the backfield. You're going to have Colton taking a snap. Hands off. Boldridge. Layton hit from behind. His job, hang on to the rock. And we're going to get a timeout. Stop at the clock.
Number 8, Connor Larson.
And it's going to be called by Parsons. We are going to hang on to it here, Joseph, because I don't even know how many stops we've had, but it's been a bunch here this evening. Scoreboard show coming up on 103.9 after this, and guys are going to be wondering why we're not there. Hurricanes down to the last half a minute in their game, and Louisville has the ball and a 3-point lead. We're looking at a huge, huge upset in NCAA tonight. That would be crazy. Andale, number one team in the state. No trouble tonight with Wichita Trinity, 68-20. Cunningham, one of the best teams in their classification, with a 62-14 win over Argonia Attica. Inman, one of the top teams in the state of Kansas, 76-0 over Bennington. I know people from Bennington. Miege loses tonight to Blue Valley North, 24-20. Quarterback takes the handoff, goes over to the left side, the first penalty marker, and Atchison. Looked like they were going to have the first down. It would have salted the game away, but instead, Atchison commits a penalty that is going to cost them some yardage. It is a hold. Atchison. And the Phoenix players throw their hands in the air. They're very frustrated. And it is going to bring up a second down. See how far they trot this thing back from the point of infraction. They're going to have it down to the 40-yard line. We'll make it 19. Second and 19. And again, the key here is the time on the clock. We've still got a minute 51 to go. And for Atchison, probably needing to pick up a first down. And for Parsons, probably needing to take this thing away. Second down call, motion right, handoff Jeff Sweep. Nearly losing the ball, but able to pick it up. Getting to the edge, to the 50, 45, and a tackle at the 41-yard line. Turning the edge, picking up a first down, I think, as they draw. Did he get the first down? It was close. I don't know. I don't think so. He jumped up in celebration as though he had gotten it, but apparently has not. It'll bring up a third down. See, the scoreboard people had already gotten so excited, they call it a first and 10, but it is not. And so the scoreboard, inaccurate. It is third down and a yard. Here we go. The thrill of the moment kind of got them carried away. Atchison will let time run. 24-23 on the play clock. It'll be down to 1 minute to play when they have to snap the ball. Third down and a yard. Big play right here for both teams. You got Layton Boldridge. You know it's going in his hand. There it is. Layton hitting the backfield. He's going to be sacked. Layton Boldridge breaks a couple of tackles, but he is down for a loss to the 46-yard line. It is now going to be a 4th and 5. Will Atchison punt the ball? or will they risk giving it back to Parsons this close to midfield? It's a very interesting finish to the ball game. The clock stopped at 48 seconds. And now, again, you've got Coach Malcolm out of the field and talking to the referee. I think they're all realizing that every second is very, very big. They have reset the clock. 52. The clock is running. Parsons is out of timeout. 19, 18, 45. We're going to be down to around 30 seconds. Fourth down, five. Here comes Atchison up to the football. Fourth down and five for the Phoenix, leading it by six at their 46-yard line. Quarterback taking plenty of time. 2 seconds, 1 second. And they don't get them drawn off. And Atchison is going to, are they going to get a timeout or are they going to be penalized? And it is delay of game, Phoenix. They barked hard. Atchison had been able to draw Parsons off two times already this evening. But Colton Bonnell lunging forward with those sparks, calling the signals, not able to draw the defense off. It's going to cost them five, and Atchison will be punting the ball away from their own side of the field at the 49-yard line. 23 seconds left. The Phoenix, who had a huge lead earlier, are now clinging to a six-point advantage and are giving the ball back to the Vikings. Atchison was up 40-12 in the third quarter. And now, Atchison is going to call a timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here. Joseph is, well, Parsons is going to be able to go over and have a visit with their staff and head coach Jeff Shebe. It's going to be interesting to see how they set up the return for Atchison. It's going to be interesting to see how they punt this way. Colton Bonnell is going to be doing the kicking. Is he kicking it to a particular return guy? Is he kicking it to an area? Is he even kicking it deep? Is he going to squib this thing and make it scoot along a little bit and make that kind of a return, kind of the goal for the Phoenix special team? An incredible amount of strategy, and we have only 23 seconds to go, and I believe with that call, neither team has a timeout remaining. So Parsons, the return man, they're going to send a pair of them back. They'll settle in around the 15-yard line. Colton Bonnell for Atchison to punt it away will stand at his own 35. Fourth down, 10. The snap, the kick. It is high. It is spiraling. It'll be taken to the 15. They'll fake the reverse all around to the left side. Breaking one tackle, but no more. Down to the 21-yard line. 13 seconds to go. And Parsons is going to have the football from their own 21-yard line. For Parsons, they have some speedy guys. They can make the long play. However, for Parsons, all five of their touchdowns have been on runs of less than 4 yards. And Parsons is going to be first and 10 of their own 21-yard line. And out over the football they come. Play clock at 25, 24, 23. See how they manage the clock. Receivers, two to the left and one to the right. 13 seconds to go in the ball game. Quarterback takes a snap. Back to throw. Fires right. And it's going to go incomplete. Clock stops at 10 seconds. So Parsons is going to have an opportunity to get off a couple of more plays before this is done. Fans who had kind of largely been napping through the course of this thing are suddenly very awake, very alert, and a lot of them are on their feet. 10 seconds left in the game. The play coming in from the far sideline. It is 18, 17 seconds to go in the play clock. 40-34. Phoenix hanging on, clinging to the 6-point lead. Two receivers wide to the left. Play clock's at five. Snap is back. It's a little shovel pass over to the left side. trying to get to the edge. He's in trouble. He's going to be tackled in the field of play, and the game is going to end like that. Final score tonight, Atchison 40, Parsons 34. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Anderson Meat in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meat is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meat also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meat in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Tonight, where for Atchison, Colton Bonnell, four touchdown passes. And for Parsons, you had running back Zachary Jones with five touchdown runs. And a game that looked like the Phoenix were going to just run away with it. They jumped out 13-0. They were up at halftime 27-6. They went in through the third quarter, midway through the third quarter, up 40-12. Parsons would not quit. Came back, scored three consecutive touchdowns, and had the ball at the end of the game, but fall just short. Phoenix able to hang on and win it 40-34. Atchison goes to 4-3, and Parsons goes to 3-4. Tomorrow here on CAN Radio, Benedictine College football with a pregame at about 12:30, the kickoff at 1 o'clock. Ravens in Fayette, Missouri, your number three Benedictine Raven team being hosted by Central Methodist. And, of course, here on 103.9, you can flip over there in a couple of minutes, pick up the football scoreboard show, and catch up on what all happened tonight. Got to thank you for having joined us. It was a bit of a marathon, but the Phoenix able to prevail. Final score again here in Atchison, Kansas. Atchison, 40. Parsons, 34. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph in the studio, way to hang in there, Joseph. Tom Counts here in Atchison. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.